you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody.
Hello, everybody. Good morning. I made it. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. We are Global. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. And this is the show. And we are Global. I want to say good morning to Miss Pat, Patricia Oberlin. I'm going to say good morning to her. Good morning, Patricia Oberlin. Thank you for coming.
Good morning. Are you hearing me clicking on my line?
No. Not at all.
I think I have to recall in because I've got a funny line here.
Okay. All righty, kiddo.
I'll call right back. I'll see.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, kiddo. There's a lot of things happening in the news now, man. Depressing, just depressing news. Israel, Gaza, Trump, Matthew Perry. There's a lot of things happening. You know, Canada's burning. Good morning, Patricia Oberlin. Is
good
that better?
Morning. It's much better, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, it was clicking in my ear.
Well, a lot of things are happening. The news is very depressing lately. You know, Matthew Perry and everything like that, you know. Really depressing.
Yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know. They're still investigating. They're saying that he drowned in a hot tub.
Well, apparently there was a tape he made directly before that happened.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You think it's suicide?
Somewhere in the news. I don't know.
Suicide?
It could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He did a tape before he died, apparently. It wasn't an hour before he died.
Well, that sounds like suicide. I mean, the guy's in so much pain, you know. I mean, mentally and physically, the guy was in a lot of pain. You know. And it didn't get better. It didn't.
Oh.
I'm not saying it's suicide. I have no idea. But I'll tell you one thing. You know, I'm considered a strong guy, you know what I mean? I laugh things off. And you know as well as I do, when you're laying in that hospital bed, and I was there for 6 weeks, nothing to do, just thinking for 6 weeks, you know?
I remember.
And you were there, too. You're in a hospital. I mean, you were there over the weekend, I think. I think you were there 2 days, 3 days maybe. I don't know.
Oh, just recently?
But,
yeah, that was 3 days.
3 days. What were you? I mean, it's just you're there. I mean, what are you doing? All you're doing is thinking, aren't you?
I don't know. I had my iPad, so I was pretty entertained.
They dope me so much that I couldn't play with my phone. I mean, my hands could not touch. I mean, I felt like my hands were so numb that I touched my phone. It's like the back of my hand trying to hit it, like it was just floppy hand. I couldn't focus on it.
Oh, my.
So, So I'm thinking, you know, this guy, he went through a lot. I mean, not many people's ass explodes, you know what I mean? That pain. You know, people forget, you know, it's funny. You can say, okay, his ass exploded and blah, blah, blah. He took pain pills and then he was an alcoholic and he took more pills and then he did cocaine. He did a, and they go, okay, now that he's sober, but he didn't fix it. You didn't fix why he did it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe you fixed the problem. Okay, fine. I'm going into 12 steps. And 12. I don't believe in 12 steps. You know. You know. Look, dude. I want to hear your story. I'm here for me. And I don't want to call nobody and say, you know what, I'm having it. You know, it's to me, it's another dependent thing. Now, instead of you're depending on the drugs, you're depending on a person. Now.
Mm-hmm.
You're depending on the. And I don't know. When I was lying there 6 weeks, let's say what 6 weeks is. It's a month and a half I was on my back. A month and a half. And every freaking day there was, and that's when the nurses are waking me up 3 or 4 times a day. 6 weeks. And Mr. Jackson, yeah, are you a little coherent? Yes. Okay, let me give you some more drugs. Oh, there I go. Okay, go to happy place. Okay. That's how it was. How it was. They didn't want to hear from you. They didn't want to complain. They were just trying to shut you up. So you won't be a problem so you can move on to another patient. I mean, don't get me wrong. The nurses were great. I mean, they had tolerance for me. But their job was to shut me up. Go sleepies now. Item one. Wake up in about another 5 weeks. See you later, buddy. Okay, okay, okay. You know, that fantasy about sexy nurses, you know, on Pornhub and everything didn't happen. Not happening. Not, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, you know, I'm going to get a nurse with her, you know, cleavage and leans over you. And, oh, and my fantasy sponge bath? I mean, that was my last go fantasy in the hospital, right? It's like, ooh, spongy. Wasn't good. It hurt. I remember, and I'm going with Matthew Perry, and I'm just trying to tell you my experience, so, you know, I remember that she leaned into me. She whispered, Pat, she whispered lovely thoughts to me. She goes, Mr. Jackson, right into my earlobe. It's like I was under a spell. And she goes, do you want a sponge bath? Ooh, it's a last bit fantasy, right? Like an idiot, I said, okay. They go,
okay.
And it felt like they were scrubbing my skin off, you know, raising my arms, scrubbing. Hey, where's the tub? Where's the bubbles? Aren't you going to get in? You know, none of that. It was scrubbing. It's like they were scrubbing a tub, cleaning the tub. That's how it was. It's like, ow, this is not good, ow. I am not excited about this. There goes that fantasy. Done. So disappointed. It was not fun. The only people who were nice to me was the chef, Mr. Jackson, and the hairy dude with the beard. Yes. What do you want to eat? Not you, buddy. Get out of here. Then you become Grant. Were you an angry patient or were you a good patient? I don't know why people become angry in the hospital. Were you a good one? I was an angry one. And I had no reason to be angry, but I was an angry person.
That's strange.
No, it's not strange. I wanted to get my doctor going, let me go. I go, okay, it's time for me to leave. You only been here for 10 hours. Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to stay my welcome. Time for me to go. Uh-uh. You got to do a couple of things for me. And they made you do impossible things so you can fail. I learned a game to make sure you don't leave. If you do a couple of things, the doctors will say, if you do a couple of things for me, you can go. There's like some kind of quest, some kind of wizard thing with Lord of the Rings. It's like, what?
Yeah, I remember.
They tell you to do impossible things so you will fail. I figure that out. Little things like, can you stand on your feet? Yeah. which I could not.
No.
I was wobbly and everything. I felt like Jell-O. I was just wobbly. I was like that air guy at the car lot, you know, with the wind tunnel, with the wind thing blowing around.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you can't do... Well, how do you expect to get out of here if you can't stand on your feet? You can wheel me out, wheel me in my car. My girlfriend will lift me up. She's strong, and throw me in my bed. Done. There's a plan here. There's a plan. Any other tests? Can you drink some water and keep it down? What the hell is that? That's an easy one. Give me some water. Oh, you want to drink some water? Woman, what the hell? What do you mean, can I drink some water? Get out of town. I had a sip of water and I threw up on myself. Okay. What the fuck? Maybe I'll stay here for a while. Maybe I'll just stay here. They do these tests, these heart tests. And so I'm saying with Matthew, his ass exploded. He was in the hospital. I mean, not many people butt just explode because you're on pain pills so much that I guess you're backed up and you know, boom. I mean, he was in bad shape. So I don't know mentally when you're going back to that video. I don't think they fixed what caused all this, what caused him to take pain pills, what caused him to drink, what caused him to do cocaine. That was the problem. Don't fix the cocaine and the alcohol. Well, you know, we'll do... No, fix what's going on. Why he's broken. Why he's broken. Anyway, well, that's in the news. And the Gaza thing and Israeli thing is getting out of control. I don't know about that, Pat. Are you looking at the news? Are you seeing that the Israelis are, you know, ground thing
you
now?
Did you see that the last night a plane from Tel Aviv dropped down in Russia and they got mobbed because people were going to kill the Jews?
Yeah. Amen. What did the Jews do anyway? I'm behind in the news. I don't know why the Jews are pissing off the world. What did they do? If you could explain to me.
Basically, if it comes right down to it, the Jews have they have money, and it pisses people off.
That pisses people off?
It always has. Back, if you go back in history, the Jews were the money lenders, and people owed the money, and people would get jealous or hate them for it, and yeah.
So it's all about the guilt. It's all about the guilt. That's money in Hebrew.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that enough to really try to wipe out the whole Jewish community that we owe you? I mean, they were the first one to give it to them, and you couldn't owe it to them if they didn't give it to you and you needed it, and you're in trouble. So the Jews said, here you go. And you can't get mad because you can't pay it back, and you get mad and you want to wipe them out. That's not good.
No, it's not.
You know, I have to tell you a secret, Pat. I'm part Jewish. Yeah.
Are you?
My real name is Jaskinski. Brian Jaskinski.
Yeah, I believe this story.
That's right. Oy. If I was a rich man, I would tell you this story. Brian Jaskinski. That's what they called me. I shortened it because we were immigrants. My parents came over in the boat, and I shortened it to Jackson, and we kind of hit. That's what we did. If they knew I was Jewish, I'd be hunted. I'd be hunted like an animal. So to this day, I hide under Brian Jackson. Boy, the pain that I feel. The pain that I feel. Well, we're going to talk about that. Our main story. Here we go. Headline. Are you still horny after 50? What? That's the title. Are you still horny after 50? Will you still
need
me?
Well, I wonder somebody to be.
Well, I don't know. And if you are, what the hell is wrong with you? You're 50. Take a break. Retire it.
Why?
Well, you know, the reason why? Why? Because you could have an injury.
Yeah, you could have injury all your life. Come on.
You know, the reason I even put that up there is because I want to see it, but I don't want to see it. They have this new thing called, you know, The Bachelor, The Golden Bachelor.
Mm.
Have you seen it?
No.
Okay, well, the gold, you know, The Bachelor with the rose and everything, you know, they give you roses and shit, you know, for the girls that they pick.
Oh, yeah. I get the concept. Yep.
You get the concept. So they decided to go Golden Bachelor the first time they ever did it this year. Okay. So a couple of people saw it, and they go, ew. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm tired of the ew. You know, I'm 35. You know what I mean? Don't laugh, Pat.
So do you actually watch these things?
No, I never watch it. I hate it. They're contrived. They're, you know, bad acting. As a cast member, these people are actresses. The dude, you know, and I never watch. I never watched that, Love Island. The only one I do watch, I'm hooked, is my go-to, is Big Brother. I love Big Brother. I am a fan of Big Brother. I love it. But the other, even Survivor might be one. Amazing Race, okay. Those are the three that I think are kind of true reality shows, game shows. But the rest with this love stuff, Love the Island, The Bachelor, and it's picked, it's contrived, they're actresses, and it's just bullshit, you know?
Yeah.
Well, here it is right here. So here it is. How old is this dude, Gary? His name is Gary. Let me see. How old is this dude? So I'm saying, but, you know, the reason I did it, and they kept saying, and my girlfriend said, are you going to watch it? And I go, no, did you see it? She goes, yeah. I go, well, what happened? She goes, I couldn't finish it. It was kind of cringy. Cringy? What's going on? You know what I mean? I know how it was kind of set up when it first came on, that they had the fantasy room, blah, blah, blah. And I haven't watched it yet. I haven't. I want to. I think I'll do it when I smoke some weed. Maybe I don't know. But here's a scene. Here's a scene from it. Here he is standing there picking. It's an emotional. Oh, that's a ceremony. I don't want to go with the ceremony. That's already done. I'm trying to find a scene. Okay, maybe this is it. Oh, they're going to recap it. I don't know if I want to recap. Okay, let's do a recap. And tell me what you think. Here we go. I never seen it the first time I heard this nonsense, but I can't get over the factor. Here we go. You tell me. We're listening to it together for the first time.
On The Golden Bachelor.
Yeah, it's so crazy cool. Oh, my God.
We flew all over.
It was so spectacular, and then you're never going to believe
we freaking landed on the yacht.
So can I just give you some friendly advice?
Mm-hmm.
We're on to week 5 of The Golden Bachelor, and things are getting serious, as it's already the episode before Hometowns. And with this being an intentionally shorter and easier going season, production's not gonna make Gary fly all over the country to meet the kids and grandkids of 4 women. No, this season there are only going to be 3 Hometowns. So, the roses this week are going to be more important than ever, especially when it comes to the final one-on-one before things kick into high gear for Hometowns, Fantasy Suites, and The End. And this time, the one-on-one is going to Faith, who upon hearing her name is like...
Faith.
Oh, okay.
What does it say?
Alright, she's reaching decibel levels matched only by the goons from Home Alone on this one. But Faith is extra excited because this is really the first time she's feeling singled out since she got the first impression rose night one. And here, Gary takes Faith out for a helicopter ride that eventually lands on a yacht, where the wild reactions continue as this time, they reach an excitement level only matched by my wife and I when we walk into a Costco and everything on our list is on sale.
Look at this! Look at this!
But as Gary and Faith have the date of their lives, others back at the mansion are having a tough time, because women like Leslie are saying they're truly falling in love with Gary. And Leslie has had a lot of relationships that have ended in heartbreak or with the man she's with cheating on her with another woman. So it's tough to see these amazing dates and to see helicopter rides fly over the mansion where you know Gary and Faith are having an amazing time.
Is this the mansion right there?
That's it.
Hi, ladies!
Hi.
Ah! Gotta love the camera guy just trying to get a shot, and then Sandra busts in like... Now back on the date, Faith expresses how she had a traumatic childhood, was a homeless teen, and didn't have a mother or father. And she feels like that transitioned into her dating emotionally unavailable men. So being with Gary, who is the opposite of that, is so special. But at the same time, because of her past, she's still so skeptical that something like this, like Gary, is even possible.
You know how you felt? Going up in the helicopter?
Yeah.
And I said, just give in to it?
Yeah.
It's all you gotta do. It's a big step. It's huge.
All right, I'm weak, y'all. We can't go one episode without something sending me into my pillow sobbing. So Gary pulls out the rose, which is such an important one because it's only one of three and a one-way ticket to hometowns. However, Gary states that the emotional connection they made today has made him certain that he wants to continue with her. Both into meeting her family and also into the yacht's hot tub, which means one of three hometowns is now locked up.
I can't think. You know, it shows them in a hot tub. I wonder if they're peeing on each other. You know what happens when you get into water. You know what I mean? You just, You know, when you see older people in the hot tub, you're just thinking, okay, I wonder if they're peeing in the tub. You know me? That awe is like they're finally releasing their bladder. I can't help thinking that. It's just, I don't know. What do you think? What do you think? These are deleted scenes from the batch. Deleted scenes. I don't know why you would have to have a deleted scene. I don't know why you would have to have a deleted scene if you're, you know, if it's reality. Let's just... You know, that just tells you they're editing the bullshit. Let's see what the deleted scenes are.
Never have I ever been skinny-dipping at the mansion.
Eat up, Susan. I'd say I would take about four more bites.
Never have I ever been caught with any unmentionable toys at the airport. Eat, Susan!
Gunpoint.
I haven't.
Wait,
no.
Why?
Mexico.
I've never. Never have I ever spent more than $1,500 on a shopping spree.
I might have.
I'm getting so called out right now.
Okay.
Never have I ever stuck toes.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay, I got one. No, I did have my toes.
But suck toes. Have you been the sucker or the sucky?
No,
I've never sucked toes. I've probably had my toes. Let's not talk about toe sucking. Oh, my God.
Never have I ever had sex when my parents were there.
I have. After church camp. I'm sorry, Mom.
Mom's dead. All right. I don't know what's more pathetic than people over 64 and they're playing Never Have I Ever. You know, I know they're trying to jazz it up. I know they're trying to do this, but you probably have grandchildren that are 25 and everything, and you're playing Never Have I Ever. And never have I ever got sex toys in Mexico, you know, an airport. Does that make you want to watch it?
No.
It just seemed. Now I'm gonna tell you something. It's so vanilla, and I'm telling you why it's doomed to fail. I mean, it's not the age thing; it's the people thing. It is so vanilla. You know, I don't know how much he makes. He's probably retired, but he has enough money, and the women are kind of expecting to be entitled and, oh, I'm going to put on airs kind of thing. Now, the only way it works, in my opinion, if you got average people on there. I mean, you don't have to – I mean, you're talking about old gold diggers, which you're thinking, you know, your retirement should take you and blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about – regular people who are over 50 who don't want to be alone. You don't even need that he's a rich guy. He just needs to be available. You know what I mean? If they would have did it that way, and that he's available and these are the women he gets a rose, and maybe the age would not be quite a factor at that point, don't you think? This one, but this guy's wealthy, and these old biddies are going, oh, I want a wealthy guy, and I'm competing in a contest so I can. He loves me, and here's a hell. It doesn't work for me. I understand it for the young people and say, you know, well, the guy's rich, and you hook up with whatever. I understand that, but with the people who are over 50, it makes no sense to me. If you're going to do it, just have an available guy over 50 and women over 50 meeting a nice guy, then age would not be a factor here. They made age a factor, calling them the Golden Bachelor. And these old biddies, you know, playing Never Did I Ever. I mean, when was the last time you and John sat there, had a glass of wine or smoked a joint and says, okay, let's play Never Have I Ever? Never.
Oh, never.
You don't play those games. Those games are for, and see, here's what's wrong. Those games are for teenage girls, 17 years old, 16 years old, at a pajama party. You know what I mean? That's what those games are for. Not grown-ups.
Are you being ageist here?
I am. I'm just saying those games are usually... Even if you're 19 and you're having, you know, you're in the woods and you're playing games, go, Never Have I Ever, you know, dated two guys, it works. But not when you're over 50. Not when you're over 50. It doesn't work. It doesn't work when you're 64 and you have grandkids who are already retired from the Army. It doesn't work. It doesn't. I mean, Never Did I Ever Suck Toes. Come on, you got kids and preschool sucking each other's toes. Just shut it. Just come on. You're trying to make it sexy. You're trying to make it industry. It doesn't work. All right, so that's the title of our show today. Are you still horny after 50? Are you? And why?
Why not?
Well, I will give you the reason why not. I will give you the reason. I will give you reason.
That'd be a good one.
Well, okay. I'm trying to find a good reason. Give me some. Well, here it is. Sex in your 50s and 60s. And here it is. These are seven. These are seven questions about sex in your 50s and 60s. And here they are. And these are questions that are natural. When you say why not, I'll give you why not. Number 10. Oh, I'm sorry, number 7. See, that's one reason you don't, because your mind goes. There's only 7. I said number 10. This is why when your mind goes and you have to be pointed to the direction, you may have a problem. Here we go, number 7. Are you sexually transmitted diseases, STD, still a concern? Now,
yes.
I know you're – is that a concern for women over 50 and 60 that TDs are a concern?
I think so.
Is it really? I mean, how active are you? Okay. Well, that too, I wear them. Maybe people wear them. Depends. It's a comfortable garment. I do not wear depends. What do you mean it depends? What do you mean it depends? It's all in the depends. Check it out. That's where all my DNA is. Depends on what? Can you imagine?
It really depends on where they've been in their life. You know, you have to have a bit of, if this person's around a lot, then, you know, you want to be checking out what they're.
If you're dating at 60, I'm blessed with what a beautiful woman and everything and nice woman. And, okay, she just passed me, so I'm going to give her a little compliment. Maybe I get a pass soon, you know what I'm saying? I know how to butter her up. Back to the day.
She's hearing that, too.
No, she didn't hear that one. If you're in bed and this guy's 64 years old, going, just a second, I'm going to put on a condom. You have to wonder, where the hell have you been? What are you doing? You figured if he had a disease by now, he's 60, you figured the syphilis or the gonorrhea would have took over his body by now. He would know it by now, you know. You're not getting many active sexual, at least I don't know, in your 50s and your 60s, but come on, that's ridiculous. But I can understand it. Herpes, I guess, stays a little long, I guess. I don't know.
There are too many diseases to catch.
But you figure that by the time they're 60 or whatever, they already know they have it and it's taken care of. Wouldn't you assume that they already have it and they took care of it? No.
No, I would be just as cautious now as I was before.
Wow.
Which wasn't very, but you know.
Okay. Well, okay. Well, it says this. It says, being a menopausal, it doesn't protect you from the STDs. When being in a sexual relationship with a new partner, you should still practice safe sex. Using condoms or some other form of protection as well as STD testing, blah, blah, blah. So you're right. It's still... Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Number six.
If somebody wanted to do something with me, I'd want them tested first.
Really? All right. Let me give you this thing. Okay. I'm going to give you this scenario, Miss Pat. You and I are on a cabin in the woods, okay? I know, Mr. Fred, I have to say this. I know you don't like that. What do you mean, Mr. Fred? Stay away from her. Listen, you're just a cat. Let's go back to you. You and I are in a cabin in the woods, right? All of a sudden, there's a nuclear bomb. Everything's wiped out. There's only like 3 men in the world left. One's in Detroit. One's in Minnesota. And there's one maybe in Canada. Maybe. He's barely hanging on in Canada.
Oh, yeah.
You're faced with me. It's like, you know... And I go to you, you know, nuclear war makes me horny, Pat. You go, what? There's devastation on there. We can't eat. We can't drink the water. We're going to die. Well, it gets me excited. What am I going to do with this? I got to do this, Pat. Now, you say... I don't really want to do it, Brian, but I need you to save us. I need you to get up, get your mind right, get us out of this cabin, go find some water or some food that we can eat, and I need to get to Canada for that guy before that guy dies that I might marry. It's not going to be with you. All right.
You really just in this, sir.
True. You got to get me to Canada, Brian. Okay. Well, Patty, I need to take care of this first. Okay. Now, this won't hurt a bit. You go, whoa, what are you doing? I'm just going to put it in. Now, are you going to say, I don't know where you've been. Pat, there's a nuclear bomb just exploded. There's only three men left. I don't know. Pat, there's no doctors. I don't care. I don't know where you've been. Do you have a condom? No, Pat. You know what I would do? I was opening up the door going, come on in, nuclear air. Take Pat. Are you really? So you do practice safe sex, right? You do practice safe sex, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's good for you. That's good for you. That's good for you. All right. I know you don't. Is Mr. Fred neutered?
Yep.
All right. Yeah, he gets upset with this kind of talk. Okay, here it is, number six. What if your partner is the one who's disinterested? Women aren't the only ones who experience shifts in their sexuality and how they achieve sexual pleasure. Men are also going through some shifts in their 50s and 60s. Some men begin to experience issues with maintaining an erection. Uh-oh. And ejaculation at that age. Ooh.
Yeah.
Don't think of these issues are setbacks for a time and exploration. Both of you can work together to learn with sexuality. Okay. Pat, let's say you're with a man who has ED. You know what I mean? ED. They got Mr. Ed. Instead of Mr. Fred, you got Mr. Ed. You know what I mean? Erectile dysfunction. He can't get it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Now you're interested in the man, as I, and then you do your Woo Canada dance, you know, lap dance on him. Come on, big fella. Yeah, we go, baby. And you're shaking your hips on his lap. Yeah, mommy wants it. And then your breast is hitting him in the face. Bam, bam, bam. Oh, you like that, don't you, baby?
Holy
you
shit,
know what I mean?
Really?
I know what you do. And no matter what you, no matter what you do. No matter what you do, he can't get up. What do you do, Pat? What do you do?
Well, after that scenario, I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. I'm going to smoke a joint. I'm out of here. Too much work for you. Get out of here. That's how I'm out dating a 20-year-old. Number five. What positions work best for you? As we get older, our bodies start to change in a way that can sometimes make certain sexual positions painful. A position that was comfortable before may seem physically unbearable now. Using a pillow under your back for the missionary position can add comfort. Okay, Pat, I don't know how to, let's just see how that plays out. Sorry, John, I have to do this for the show's sake as a scene. Don't get jealous. It'll never happen yet. Okay, here we go, Pat. So you said, go make yourself comfortable, Brian. And I said, okay, go into the bedroom, Brian. Yeah, can I get the cookies? You'll get cookies later. Okay, because I love Patricia's cookies. Patricia cookies are the got them at Patty Cakes, the best cookies ever. And try the brownies. Anyway, I go in the bedroom, right? And then you go, here I am. And then you're wearing your lingerie and your peekaboo, you know, panty shorts. Look, I got them crotchless. They're on sale at Target. Oh, that's sexy. That's sexy. Okay. I go to you. Wait a minute. I got to get my comfort pillow in my back. Let me see. Where's that pillow? I'll be there right with you. Don't get out of the mood. Oh, yeah, that pillow. Oh, yeah, that pillow in my back. Oh, wait. My knee. Can you juggle my knee a little bit? I need the blood flow. Yeah, that's it. Just a little juggle. Oh, yeah, there you go. Ready when you are. And it's like easy. It's like lowering something. It's like lowering something heavy on something. Easy. Easy, girl. Easy. Little to the left. Easy. Okay. Okay. Lower, slower, slower. Don't be in a hurry. Nothing's going anywhere. Ah. That's how it be, Pat. How romantic is that? Like that.
It sounds a bit, you know.
Yeah, Sexy?
No.
I mean, this is what you got to do. It's like, bend your knees, Pat. Bend your knees. Brian, I can't stay on my knees that long. Oh, come on. You're only down there for 30 seconds. Oh, my back. Oh, my back. Oh, my knees. Oh, there goes my sciatica. Oh, boy. Okay, come on. No, we're not doing that again. You can't. We're not doing reverse cowgirl. Stop it. Yeah, exactly. You may find that standing positions are more comfortable for both you and your partner compared to positions that involve either partner being on their hands and knees. Standing positions, huh? Here you go. These are problems that may arise when Pat says, well, why not? Because these are problems that may arise. Hey, I don't know what that pill was. You ever find a pill in your house saying, what is this pill for? You know it's medication, right? And you, I'm just saying, what is this pill? I'll take it and find out.
If you don't know what it is, you don't take it.
Ah, too late. I'm going on a trip. All of a sudden, I'll be talking to you and I'll... Brian. Okay, what is, you know, at this age right now, what if sex is too painful? Let's just face it. You know, we're getting older. Even without a long period of abstinence, sex after menopause is sometimes painful. See, I did not know that. I just thought they were just enjoying. Ow, yeah, I'm bigger than my baby. Ow. Oh, yeah, right to rocket. Right to rocket. I didn't realize she was just menopausing. So if you're experiencing increase of pain when you're doing the intercourse, particularly to the point that your desires have been greatly limited as a result, try experimenting with, now here, and Pat, say yes, no, no, yes. Have you tried any of these things? Okay, here we go. Lubrication.
Okay.
Lubrication.
Yeah.
Vagina moisturizers. What's a vagina moisturizer? Oh, my God.
Lubrication.
I know. Shouldn't I go into lubrication? You don't have to spell vagina moisturizer. That sounds so weird. Excuse me while I use my vagina moisturizer. My lips are chapped. Here we go, just inside the lips. Get them nice and smooth. There we go. Nothing worse than chapped lips when you're having sex, right, Pat? Another one is more foreplay. More foreplay. And different positions. You may also want to consider seeing your doctor. Why? I don't want him to join in. I don't know him that well. Sometimes pain can be caused by infections or other treatable conditions. Seeing your doctor can help you get the appropriate treatment. There you go. Pat asks, well, why should we be careful? Because I'm telling you why. That was number four. Here we go. Number three. Is it safe to resume sex if it's been a while? Now, some people have been a while. Pat, how long has it been for you?
Do we have to say?
You don't. You can lie. Nobody knows you're telling the truth. They don't know. They don't know anything.
Yeah, I'm not gonna say. It's been too
okay.
long.
Sounds like you're having sex now.
No,
okay.
I'm actually putting stuff in the dishwasher.
Well, some people, you know, you can still resume and do it safely after a long period of abstinence. However, going long periods of time without having sex after menopause can actually cause your vagina to shorten and narrow.
Yeah, that happens.
I've seen that. Yeah. I lift up the dress and where's your vagina? Well, it's right there. That's small. Let me put on my glasses because it's running short. Was it short? Is that a vagina? Then it was a pimple. When was the last time you had sex? Well, it caused it to narrow and shorten. I didn't know that. By abstaining, you may be setting yourself up for more pain. Wow. Depending on how long it's been, you may want to consider, here's the doctor again, talking to your doctor about the vagina dilatator. The what? It's called the vagina dilatator. Do you know what that is, Pat?
No.
I have no idea. I thought I was a vagina dilatator. Apparently, there's something else. This tool may help stretch your vagina. It stretches your vagina.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm not even going to explain it to you, but there was something that the doctor gave me.
Oh, really? That stretches your vagina? Is it painful?
Not anymore.
Wait a minute. Wait. What? Does he, I mean, I'm thinking it's like a vice. Like he puts it in there and he's turning a crank and it's winding up your wall. I mean, what the hell is that? Is it like a dildo kind of thing that stretches you? I mean, is he actually putting it inside you?
Not him. You have to do it yourself, honey.
Oh, you have to do it yourself.
Yes.
If I was your doctor, it would be me. All right, I know what you got to do. I got to stretch that out. Just a second. What are you doing, Doc? I'm just pulling down my zipper. What? Don't worry. It's in your assurance. I'll stretch it out myself. There you go. You'll be a floppy disk by the time you leave here. Thank you.
No, you have to use medications and a stretching kind of thing.
I can see it now. Here's the scenario. I'm ready for you, Pat. Just a minute. Before sex, I had to stretch. I go, what do you mean? You don't be stretching your arms and your legs. It's like you're preparing for it. All right, you have to stretch? Yeah. This is my dilatator. Just a second. Now, how often do you do that?
Well, I don't know. More than I did, anyhow.
Well, wouldn't it be better? But seriously, wouldn't it be better if they just get a toy? Keep it active. You know, I would think a small toy to a medium toy would build it up and to stretch you a little bit, get you going, instead of all that other stuff. Wouldn't you think? Wouldn't you think? I don't know. Depending on how long it's been, you may want to consider talking to your doctor about the vagina dilatator. This tool may help stretch your vagina tissues back to place that will improve sexual function and enjoyment. There you go. Number two, I'm no longer interested in sex. Is this normal? Pat, are you no longer interested in sex, or are you still thinking about sex?
I'd still be interested.
Okay. The dip in the libido is a common complaint made by many women of menopausal age. I know a girl from Canada has this problem. I mean, she thinks sex is a chore. You know what I mean? She's at the age now where...
What?
Huh?
Why would it be a chore?
She's not interested in sex. She keeps saying that she's old. Which, okay, she is. But she's not interested in sex. Not an interest. A dip in libido is a common complaint made by many women of menopausal age, but this dip doesn't have to be permanent. Continue to engage in sexual activity either with your partner or through self-stimulation may help you push past this period of decreased desire. Talking to your doctor may also provide... Talking to your doctor again... Number one, these are reasons that you should be concerned to have sex after 50 and 60. Number one, what's going on down there? You may already have noticed some emotional changes that have accompanied menopause, but did you know that your vagina and vulva are physically changing as well? Did you know that your vagina is changing and you didn't know it? It's like you don't even know who it is anymore. It's like I don't even know you because it's changing that much. As your estrogen level changes during menopause, the tissues are thinning and becoming less elastic. You are probably experiencing vagina dryness.
It's not fun.
That must hurt. I mean, I don't.
It does.
Do you have? Can you eat anything? Can you drink anything? Can you change your diet to stop it? Or you just need lotion and stuff, you know?
I understand
the body's changing.
You need estrogen pills that go up your cooch.
All right. You go up your cooch. What do you mean? You take a pill? You put a pill between your legs? Are you serious? Seriously?
Yeah, they have applicators.
Wow. I remember me and my girlfriend were teenagers, and she had that. What was it? Help me out, Pat. She had a. It was supposed to be a condom or whatever, you know, we're into that, safe sex, but she had to shoot an applicator inside of her. I forgot what birth control that was. It was so messy. It was, yeah.
Anyway, I even forgot what that was.
Well, there you go. That's, so you want to know what kind of problems you have. We're going to go from the problems to having great sex after 50. Why are you still horny? Maybe they still think they're a problem. People are horny 50, 60, 70. Now, we just heard the Bachelor, which is bullshit, you know what I mean? This doesn't sound like they're horny, you know what I mean? It sounds, I don't know what it sounds like to me. Here we go. Golden. Okay, let's see what else. Golden Bachelor, full episode. Episode 1, here we go. Let's listen to episode. I don't want to recap. I want to hear, watch the Bachelor season 1, episode 1, find the first real heartbreak. We have the recap. Meet more of the women as they make their first impression. Okay, here we go. Let's listen to the women.
The real root cause of snoring is not what you think.
Let's listen to the women. What kind of women that would go on this show? How old are they? And why are they there? And what is their mental illness? Here we go. We're meeting the women. Here we go. Okay.
My name is April.
Here, let's meet the women. She's 65 years old. Her name is April. Here we go.
My name is April, and I grew up on a chicken farm, and my eggs are still very fresh. I am 65, and I hate saying that because aging sucks. I am eccentric. Oh, normal's so boring. I really... Here they come. They know my voice. I love chickens. I love ducks. I really want to be madly in love because I had it before. Actually, I've been blessed, though. I've had 3 men. Really, really.
She already had 3 men, Pat. Pat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Only 3 men, and she's 65. Wait, I didn't let her finish. 3 men that lived? I don't know. Wait a minute.
I had it before. Actually, I've been blessed, though. I've had 3 men really, really love me. I like somebody who is playful and who keeps me on my toes. I mean, at the end of the day, you want something and you go for it, and how far will you go to get what you want?
She's at a show with this dress that is plunging to her nipple.
Really?
Yeah. No bra. 65. Plunging. And it seems like that it goes on forever. And then she spanked herself when she met him. The kind of women. Here we go.
Chicken dance. Tonight is getting crazy. This little tiny blonde thing rolls in with the Easter Bunny basket filled with eggs, you know, clucking or something.
Doesn't she sound like a mafia mom? The Italian, the mafia. You think she's going to put a hit on you? I mean, she sounds really Italian.
I mean, this is your one shot. So everyone's coming to get his attention.
Golden Gary, you're my man. Looking golden with that tan. Hope to bring...
Jesus. Another woman with her pom-poms. She's in sweats. And she's doing a cheer for this guy. Really? How desperate. This is almost like... the loony bin. There's nobody normal here. Here you go. These meet the women.
I think you're having ages.
I'm the girl you want to. like Mary.
These people come with their A-game with creativity. I came in creatively. Walking.
Do you like to dance?
I do.
Do a little of this.
A little of this.
Very good.
Ultimately, there's only going to be one woman that Gary chooses. So I'm hoping he likes my blue dress enough. So I have an idea.
Okay.
We're both adventurous, right?
Yes.
I think we get the hell out of here. I mean, these women are lovely women. Each person thinks they're the one. Unfortunately for them, they don't know I'm the one.
Gary, I'm going to marry you.
It looks like you are dressed for the wedding.
They're so...
This one's 66 years old.
Many women and just one man. Everybody's going to put their best foot forward. And trust me...
Again, big breasts, plunging neckline. The cleavage goes forever and ever and ever and ever.
I will too. And by the way, Gary, you see these heels?
Yeah.
I'm very comfortable with 6 inches.
Hi, everybody. I love your dress. All right, girl. All right now.
This is exciting.
The different dresses, the different energies.
Yes.
All the fun things that women like to do and... They're on display.
Okay.
I want you to know that I think this...
How much?
Patty is 70 years old. This is 70-year-old. Patty is...
Yeah.
Okay, we got a mystery guest in the studio, okay? Now, you haven't heard this person in a while, okay? She was kicked off The Bachelor for grabbing his crotch. All right.
I don't believe
it. Let's hear... Oh, yeah. Hello, mystery guest.
Yes?
Were you kicked off The Bachelor for grabbing the crotch and trying to give him a blowjob in the intro?
No.
There's, it's all over social media. You can't lie. Let me give you a little sucky. I'm going to get a leg up on the thing. All right, Pat. Who is she?
Is that Ellen again?
Yes, it is Ellen again.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I didn't think you were going to... Huh?
So where did you come up with this?
I can barely hear you. Are you on speaker?
Yeah. I said, where do you come okay. up with this?
Are you still horny after 50? Of course. You know... I came
but up everything
because...
you're saying is against it, Brian.
Yeah. I'm 35.
Okay.
Stop it. Don't be kidding. But I came up with it because of The Golden Bachelor. And when we were talking about it last night, I didn't want to see it because I'm thinking it's ridiculous. Here's a woman. Wait, stay with me. Here's a woman who's 70 years old. She's on a show. This is her name. Her name is Patty, by the way. Her name is Patty. She's 70. Listen.
I want you to know that I think this can work because my son was The Bachelor, Matt, and he fell in love. I hear that your celebrity crush is Penelope Cruz.
It is.
Well, here I am.
Oh, my God. Grandma, stop. Stop, Granny. Stop. You see my heels? I'm comfortable with 6 inches. Here I am. I'm going to marry you. These are the things that scare guys. You know, she's 70 years old, and she says, my son was the other bachelor, and he found love. 70. I mean, I'm not saying anything. I mean, Pat, I mean, I think, you know, women are women, and they're great, but... I don't know.
She's got like 20 years left.
20 got 20 years left? So dating is not a long dating, right? You know, time's running out, buddy. We fell in love when we were 99. Sweep me off my feet. I had no feet. I was on a walker, which he swept me up. I said, come on. I feel sorry for her. You know, her grandkids must be 40 or 50, you know. Stop. Just stop it. And here's some more women we're meeting for The Bachelor.
My mother, at the age of 70, found love and married.
So I believe it can happen for us.
It's nice to see women that enjoy how they feel in their skin at this stage in life.
And that are ready to bring it.
Are we there?
Now that voice, that sexy voice coming from that limo, you don't see her, you hear the, are we there? That's a very sexy, I would just say, don't open that door. Don't open the door, please, to get me off this show. Are we there? I'm going to be your new wife. Oh, my God. There you go.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll see you in hell.
Jeez. Sounds like Ellen's mother. What's she doing on the show? Yeah. It's like, Ellen, why is your mom on the show?
Excuse me?
I'll see you in hell. Are we there? Oh, Ellen's
mom. My mom doesn't talk like that.
Only to me. You know. Stop it, Brian. Stop it. I'll see you in hell, Brian. Oh, my God.
No.
I just said hello.
No.
And you know it. What's wrong with him, Ellen? What's wrong with him? I hate him. All right, here we go.
Hello. Are you coming with me? Am I by myself? Are you the unluckiest guy in the world or what?
No, I am not. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. You must be lying about your age.
No.
I was curious. I said to my nephew, I said, it's got to be one in a million. I want to meet him. He said, okay, you got it.
Who's your nephew?
Jimmy Kimmel. I'm Aunt Chippy. I'm Jimmy Kimmel's aunt. I said I would like to meet the Bachelor, and he seems very friendly.
Hello.
Welcome.
Oh, my God. Hi.
This ain't no 80-year-old club. Now the party has started. Let me tell you something. I don't belong here. Those ladies are really something. Look at this one. Whoa.
Oh,
I'm in the wrong place. Maybe everybody wants a shot at the Golden Bachelor. I think we are all in for one hell of a ride tonight. That sounds like a motorcycle.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Mom. Right, Ellen? She would only drive. She would arrive in a motorcycle, right? You know that.
Yep.
With her chopper, leather jacket. But this is the last.
She has everything except for the bike.
I bet she does. Here you go. Listen.
That's amazing.
Yep. That's impressive.
She's over 60.
Hi.
I got just hugged you right off the bat.
She's 61 on a bike.
You did a nice job there. Well done.
Well, I'm proof that you can live fast and not die young. And if you leave here with me, it'll be the ride of your life.
I'm Faith. I'm 61 years old, and I always refer to myself as a fun monger. If it looks fun, I want to do it.
Okay, with me, Gary.
I was married for 21 years, and I was divorced in 2005. Older women, it's taken us a lot of years to figure out what it is we want. But if my heart is truly attracted to somebody, all the other things fall into place. We may not be as tight-skinned or in good shape, but I mean, I'm not dead yet.
All right, man. Met all the women. How are you feeling now?
My life got a lot brighter in the last hour or two. Those were pretty amazing ladies.
Welcome to the Golden Bachelor.
I'm so happy to be here.
All these beautiful women.
I know.
It's so inspiring to be around women that have been through life and want to experience more. I mean, we're raising the bar.
Gary, I hope you're ready. There are a lot of wonderful women here. We have a lot to say, and we are a force.
Cheers to another good decade of really good love.
son is Braxton, and he was diagnosed with a brain tumor.
Well, there you go.
And they said...
You know, at first I thought I didn't want to see it. But those women are nice. And are you still horny after 50? I don't know if a lot of women, I know a lot of women, I know one in Canada that's not horny anymore. She's kaput. She's done. You know what I mean? The vagina dryness has dried her out. But I don't know if you're horny after 50. And if you are horny after 50, you have mental illness. I mean, your body changes, but they're nice people. Is sex that important to you at 50 as it is at 30? I mean, in a relationship? I mean, is it really? I don't know how old these ladies are in here. I have an idea how old Ellen is.
Hold on, Brian.
Mm-hmm. How old is Melania? Melania. What do you think? What do you think, Pat?
Her age?
Yeah. How old do you think Melania is?
Well, she's got to be hitting 59, 60.
She was born in, she was born in 1970. So what, that makes her what? Does it make her 70,
60?
80, 90? 60. Does it make her 60?
About 2000. That.
30, 40, 50, 2010 will make her what? 40? Okay, let's say she's 60. Well, you think she's 60?
No, 70, 30, and 20. No, she'd be 50-something.
She's 53. 53.
And she 53. Was putting up with that thing?
That thing had money, charisma. It needed, that thing brought her into, look at the thing brought her. That thing took her around the world. She's meeting kings and princes. And she opened up her dating stable. I guarantee you that Arabs and princes and everything are inviting her to parties as a vice president of the United States. Oh, my God. She's living, she's so good that she doesn't even live with the dude. They live in Mar-a-Lago. But she has a cottage way at the other end. She lives separately from him.
Who are you talking about, Melania?
Separate. Yeah, Melania and Trump.
Trump's going down. He's in so much trouble.
Yeah, he is. But Melania, you know, I'm just going to say something. You know, there's a person I know in Canada. She was fixated with SWAT. You know, the SWAT guy. What is it?
What, Samar Moore?
Yeah.
Shamar Moore.
Now, how old do you think Shamar Moore is? There's a point where I'm trying to say. Shamar Moore.
He's
is
in
it Shamar?
His 50s.
Shamar. I think so.
He's in his 60s.
Shamar Moore,
because I just saw a story about him last night. And he's
okay.
Working out. And he's up there.
Right. He's 53.
Okay.
He's 53. Now, I'm going to ask you, Ellen, come on. Would you do him, yes or no? Yes or no, 53.
Oh, yes, I had a chance to.
Exactly. 53. Now, he looks good for 53, right?
Yeah,
now,
he does.
Now, remember when we were, where's my cousin? What was his name? I forgot his name. What was his name?
Amari Hardwick.
Like? Omar.
Amari?
Yeah, Amar. You bastard. Traitor. Hardwick H. How old do you think he is?
I don't know. In his 50s? I don't know.
He's 49.
Wow.
My point of the matter is, there was a movie with Denzel Washington just came out. It's called The Equalizer. And it shows him as an action hero taking on bad guys in Italy.
Uh-huh.
How old do you think he is?
He's in his 70s.
Yes. And he's an action star taking on bad guys in Italy in your 70s.
I mean, okay, but if you keep in shape and everything, you can do anything that you want to.
Well, you're right. And Sylvester Stallone, he just did a movie called The Expendables just last year. Didn't make any money, but he's an action hero. How old is he? I'm saying our action heroes are over 50.
Okay, Sylvester Stallone's in his 80s.
No, I don't think he's in his 80s. I think he's still in
his
70s.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's in his
80s. Are you serious?
Yes.
No.
Yeah, he is.
Let me see. And he's an action hero. We have changed the way age was.
No, he's 77. But he's almost 80.
He's 77. But he's 77. He just did a movie last year, The Expendables. All those guys, except for the young guys they brought on, our action heroes are over 50. That's my point. You got your Shamar Moore. You got your Jason Statham. You got your Sylvester Stallone. You got your Denzel Washingtons. And they're doing action. They're not doing old people movies like, you know, running away from the old folks home and escapiness and, skating down the street. They're being a bad guy, jumping out of airplanes. Yes, yes, Ellen.
No, I'm watching Remy, my kitten, and he's chewing on his nail.
Yeah, that's what they do.
And I'm asking him if he's good.
Are you going to be, now you're thinking about maybe I should take a bite? What do you think? You know what's the grossest sound? I'm going to tell you, this is off thing. I don't know if you ever had a male dog, but when they licking
yes,
the balls.
Yes, I
and
have
they make
had
the,
a male dog, yes.
It's like, Jesus, that's the grossest sound. Stop it. Stop. It's not that good. I guess my point is that we change what age is, and we change.
Okay, another thing is, you know, it's not just actors. Look at these some of these musicians from the 80s that are still out doing tours and selling these places out. You've got the Rolling Stones, you've got the Who, you've got Journey.
Right. Right.
I mean, and you've got Loverboy. I mean, all of these bands, I mean, they're bringing in big draws.
Yeah, they're on tour right now. The Eagles are on tour over here. You got the Eagles. You got
the Eagles.
Doobie Brothers. The Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
you got
these people.
Special. 38
yeah,
special,
but
and you've
Taylor,
got Hart is out on tour.
But and these people are what, late 60s, early 70s, right? Not to mention,
yeah,
the
a lot of these band members are in their late 70s. Dean's almost 80.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what is it about age? So you know, and again, I go with these sex symbols now, and most of them are over 50. Remember when we're like 18 and 19, we're going, 50, are you serious? They're going to break something. No. They're sexy now.
Yeah, that's when we were younger. You know, they didn't have all of this stuff that they do now. You know, 50 is the new 30 or something like that. What does that say? 50 is the new
30. It could be the new 40, maybe. 50 is the new, they usually go 10 years. Like, you know, 30 is the new 20, so maybe it's 50 is the new 40. I don't know. I'm going to tell you something
that happened
to me.
I thought 50 was the new 30 or something like that.
It could be.
40
you could be
new,
right.
40 was the new 20.
You could,
I think
you could
it's
be right.
20 years.
You know,
holy
let me tell
holy,
you, I know
really?
What,
Huh?
I'll tell you what happened. I don't think 50 is the new 20. I mean, did you go that far? Did you just say 50
is the new
20?
No, I said 40 is the new 20.
Oh, really? Wow.
Something like that.
I'm going to tell you, there's signs that I'm finding out that I'm getting old, and I didn't recognize it. This happened 2 weeks ago. No, seriously, I didn't recognize. It's like, whoa. And this was a big thing. I was in a store. And you know, you have the big cart, but then you have that little tiny. In California, we have a little tiny cart. It's like a basket. You guys are familiar with it. You put the little stuff in the basket.
Yeah.
Okay. So I had the basket. So I set the basket down. This is a true story. So I bend down my butthole, my, what do you call it, ass crack?
Okay.
And,
yeah, crack.
Yeah, you saw that. I showed it to you about 2 years ago. Well, I go, what's this? And I know I'm getting old because I didn't realize I was out there, didn't feel the wind, didn't know nothing. You're just going on with your business. Just going on with your business. Because I guess I'm feeling old. Normally I feel a breeze or I feel my pants light. It's just none of that happened. It was just, just nothing. And you're in line. And when you hear children scream, I go, oh, shit. And I realized I was not aware that my butt was hanging out. But if it is enough to scare children, it's another thing. And it's like, oh, shit. I'm getting old. I'm scaring. You know, one is like, like they just saw a horror film, like The Exorcist is just not good. Their heads are spinning around and everything. I don't know what's going on. But you realize things are getting, so I didn't realize my pants were down. I didn't realize my zipper was down. I'm walking around basically with no pants on and I'm just doing my thing and not knowing what's going on at all. But I still look good. But see, if I was a toy on the shelf, like Elf on the Shelf, for Christmas time.
What, is it going to be a Brian on the shelf?
Yeah, Brian on the shelf. You know, I'm sitting there. I don't know what you buy me. It's like you pass by me, you're looking at Buzz and Woody. I'm in between Raggedy Ann, and Gumby. I don't know where they're going to put me. I just don't fit nowhere. I'm sitting on a little chair. Yeah, Raggedy Ann and Gumby, Come on. Why are you putting me here? Get me with the good toys. Why can't I be in Barbie's house?
You're in between the Care Bears.
The one with the eye poked out, on
eyes poked out. Bear bears have their eyes poked out.
I don't know.
What,
believe me, I have one. Whatever. I wanted to be with the cool kids. I wanted to be near Barbie's house. I wanted to be the new black Ken, but they didn't allow me in the house, so I'm over here. I'm sitting on a shelf. But I look good. Now, Pat, would you buy me? I'm sitting there, and I'm going, and I have that look. Please buy me. Please save me. And I can do things. It's like if you touch my hand, I could talk to you. Hey, what's up? Say words like that. I mean, you touch my hand again. Like, are you horny?
Oh my God.
And I say things like, "Is your husband asleep?" So I say things like that. Would you buy me, Pat?
No.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Why wouldn't you buy me? This is why I'm on a shelf. I'm marked down from $10 to $2.99. You would not buy me. Like, hello, I'm a black doll with a big afro and a gold tooth sitting on a chair. You wouldn't buy me?
Oh, God.
No. No, it would be able to stay there forever.
Your grandchildren going, that's a shame. Grandma told me about that toy, and it's still here. Hello, kids. Run. Wow. Here's my cousin, Pat. My cousin was in a show called Ghost. Here, Ellen loves him. Here's his speech. Here we go. It's a show.
Some Latinos have begun to have real purchasing power. They're dictating the marketplace, not just influencing it. How do you get the blacks and the Latins to show up night after night and behave? Mixing with the club kids and the socialites. And on top of that, take my Cynthia Sheridan business. Guys, with your background, usually open clubs uptown or in Brooklyn and open and closed within a week. Not you. What's your secret? No details, just your philosophy. There is no secret. Just me. I don't follow. Well, I'm a black man from the hood. Most of the guys I came up with are either dead or in jail. I live in the penthouse of my building, above the lawyers and doctors trying to get into my club. See, people take you at face value, Simon. Me, well, I have to transform to meet everyone's expectations constantly. Truth isn't one thing because I'm not one thing. You understand? I take all my experiences and use them to cater all different kinds of...
There he is. Ellen loves him. I played it for Ellen. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. No, but you didn't play the one that I love. The monologue that I love. The one where he one of his guys double crossed him, remember? And they had him, and your cousin had him out back outside the club, and he goes, it was him and a girl. And your cousin, and I think a couple other people from your cousin's organization or from Amari's organization on the show, from Ghost Organization. And he goes, and the guy said they're about to kill him. And he goes, you know what? He goes, I don't care what you do to me because I'm not afraid to die. And Ghost goes, well, you know what? That's good because I ain't afraid to kill you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Let me see if I got it.
That was my favorite as long out of the
I
whole
think,
stuff.
Let me see. I think it was, yeah. Okay, here it is. Here it is right here. Okay, here it is. Here's your oops. Here's your line. Okay, let me go back here.
I think you can fucking steal from me and then just walk the fuck away.
I didn't do anything, man. You don't know nothing. Okay, look. Hey, look. Hey, I stole from you. Okay, it was me. Look, please, man.
You're right there, Miguel. It's not Maria's fault. It's yours. You have your opportunity to make this right. All you have to do is tell me where you hid my shit.
I can't.
You're not listening to me, Maria. Hey, you talk to him.
Miguel! What the fuck is going on?
Ghost! Meet Miguel Alvarez and his fiancée, Maria. Cruz was driving his rot when this motherfucker jumped him. Shot him in the head.
So he got
the money, a whole day's paper.
We get it back.
No, he handed it off before Victor tracked him down. Wasn't enough to kill him. This green motherfucker stole Cruz's phone, led us right to his place. Found him in bed with her. Moron thought he was home free, about to have a celebration. Fuck. Say goodbye to Maria, Miguel.
No, Miguel. Go home, take a shower, send my man here with you, okay? You give him these clothes. You go to work tomorrow like nothing happened.
Well, well, here we are, Miguelito. Okay, Hoodie, and you and me. Two men who would rather be anywhere but here. Ponyo. I know I had other plans. How about you? I know you had a plan, Miguel. You didn't hit my money man by chance. Someone told you where to go, who to hit.
Man, I ain't gonna tell you shit.
Mira. Well, Mira, where did Maria go? Tell me who set this up, and I'll let you go.
I can't. Please, man. Okay? I swear to God, I don't got it.
Oh, I miss. We both know how this is. Neither one of us walks out of here happy, man, huh? This is Miguel. You suffer from a serious case of misplaced loyalty. The men you're protecting sent you out to steal from the wrong motherfuckers tonight. Either they overestimated you or they underestimated us. But they left you hanging out to dry by now. Tell me who hired you. And then you can come work for us. Tonight you sleep in Tucama. Still have a choice, Miguelito. Let's go ahead.
Diablo, matan mi familia. I'm not afraid to die.
And I'm not afraid to kill you.
That's Ellen's favorite scene. It's a family film. Yeah, he shot him right
there. Is it?
Yeah. It's Ghost. If you get a chance to see it, you can also see it on YouTube. It's a good show. It's a good show. And
Ellen had a big... not even in it anymore.
No, I don't. No, he's out. And good. His career's already gone. He's probably in the street. And he's not going to come over to my house to sleep at my house anymore. We used to have fun with him when he was a struggling actor. He came over. I had a townhouse. I got it. I just bought it from Sheridan and everything and came over. And then he said, Brian, can I sleep over? I go, sure. And we wait till he sleep. I called my brother and we beat him up. We hold him, kick him in the ass. We treated him. We loved him, but we treated him mean. We kicked him in the trash and everything. And
Jeff left. God.
He's a good guy. Love the guy. My point is he's over 50. They say 49. I know he's not. But the point is that these people are over. So 50 is a new sex symbol. 50 is Jamal Moore. Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt. How old is Brad Pitt? Take a guess.
Brad Pitt's in his late 50s, early 60s.
No, he has to be older than 50. Brad Pitt is 59, almost 60 years old. He's turning 60 in December 18th. He's going to be 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's still considered Brad Pitt.
I mean, late 50s, early 60s. Look at Tom Cruise. He's in his 60s.
Oh, God. But he didn't age well. He did not age well. Did you see his latest picture, Tom Cruise? Oh, not Tom Cruise. I was thinking Tom Jones. Tom Cruise. Okay. Tom Cruise.
You know, Mission Impossible. Top Gun.
Right. How old do you think he is? And another guy.
He's
got
to
be 60.
He's 61.
Yeah,
he does all of his own
stunts on his movies, and they have. I heard that they have big insurance policies out on him, and every time he does a stunt, they hold their breath.
Right. See, these are the new 50s. These are over 50. So, what about the women? Now. You know, and the title is, Are Women Still Horny Over 50? And what are they horny for? Well, because we just said why. You know, sometimes there's vagina dryness there, your biological thing.
Okay, but there's things that can help with that. It's not, you know, just because you have dryness down there, that doesn't mean your sex life has to stop. They have all kinds of lubes and oils that can help with that.
I agree. And, Ellen, you dabbled in an adult toy thing. We're just talking about women with a vagina dilatator, right, Pat? I didn't know what a dilatator was. I don't know if I'm even saying it right, but Pat explained what it was. This is a medical device that helps stretch a woman as they get older if they haven't had sex for a while. It stretches them out, you know. Because if a woman over 50 is not having sex as much, she's the vagina is getting shortened. It's vagina. I always say vagina, but it's vagina getting shortened. And area, so they have to stretch it out. Now, Ellen, I just said, well, why do you do that? Why can't you think a woman, if they experience, if they have a toy, that can, you know, keep you healthy and keep you with a sex life, even if it's just a medical thing? I mean, when you sold these toys, weren't there a lot of women, I'm thinking a lot of women over 40 were the ones who were buying them?
Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of that, but I also had a lot of women who were in a relationship and they wanted to, you know, to change up their routine.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you something, Pat. I trusted Ellen.
What?
Yeah, I'll tell you a story. Yeah. Me and Ellen first met, and I said, Ellen, keep me out of trouble. Be my bodyguard. Okay, I got you. So we went to an event and everything, and I saw her talking to this woman, and this woman was a cougar. I could tell she's over 50. She was eyeing on me like I was an apple in an apple tree. Ellen
and
was
how
between
old
us.
Were you?
Oh, never mind that. Not that kind of story. It's about her. It's about her. you behave yourself. So I'm sitting there like a babe in the woods, like I am. I look like a Swedish boy in my 30s.
Okay.
And she whispers to Ellen. She didn't even know me. Ellen, what does she whisper to you?
Can I suck his dick?
She wanted to suck my dick. And but it was nice that she asked Ellen. It was very polite of her. And you know what Ellen said? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Where's the drink? I'm an alcoholic. I need a drink.
She did not.
She did too. I don't know. She didn't. She did. She protected me because she told me later. You know what that woman said? I was already gone in her. And I go, what? She told me. I go, oh. What did you say? I needed a drink. Thank you. But again, she was older, my point. And she was an older groupie who wanted a little chocolate, if you know what I'm talking about, with sprinkles.
Oh, God.
That's just how it is. So, yes, women do have a sexual craving at 50. And here it is right here. Here it is. Five most common fantasies sexual women have. Okay, let's see if you guys meet you. I'm going to name the five most common sexual fantasies of women. You don't have to be of age. Of women. And even if you're of age, I'm sure they changed. I'm sure they – let me ask you, Ellen, have your fantasies changed since you were 20 to over 40? Have they changed?
No, not really.
Okay. Pat, has yours? Have yours changed since 20 that you're over 40? Have they changed?
No.
Okay, well, let's see. Well, if you guys are that sure, five. Let's play the game. Name the five most common sexual fantasies of women. Ellen, go first. Let's see if you're still the champ. Name one. Five most sexual fantasies of women. Name one.
Having sex with somebody other than their partner.
That's so vague. Somebody other than him, the guy I'm banging. That'll be a fantasy. Get me out of this mess. No.
Having sex with a celebrity.
Huh? A celebrity having sex with a celebrity? That would be a sexual fantasy. Okay. Really?
No, you said, okay, name the top five of women.
Yeah.
Okay.
Name
and
the
I'm
top
saying
five.
That a lot. And I'm saying that one of them might be a woman having, you know, she has sex with a celebrity, with her crush or something.
Name the top five fantasies women have that women like, that women want to do. So that's being with banging a celebrity? Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
Your answer is banging a celebrity. Okay, banging a celebrity. Let me see if you made the five. Let me see. You're saying, see, here's the problem. Specifically, you said celebrity, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Continue, Vernon.
Thank you. You were close, but you get it. You went a little bit too detailed. Pat, name a fantasy. There's only five that a woman would like to have.
A threesome.
Yeah. Threesome. That's a good one. Well, Pat, wait for it. Wait for it, Pat. Pat, wait for it.
No,
No, you naughty, naughty, naughty person. Sorry, John. Oh, I didn't say that. Oops. We go back to Pat. I mean, go back to Ellen. Name a fantasy. These are the top five fantasies that women have. The top five most common sexual fantasies of women. Five most common sexual fantasies of women. Your turn, Ellen.
How about role-playing?
Role-playing. Wow, you're always on the cusp of it. Role playing. All right, I'm going to give you this. Role playing. Wrong. And, you know, it's interesting because remember in the beginning of the conversation, have your fantasies changed since you were 20? And when you were 20 and when you're 23, those were the common fantasies, right? Role-playing and threesomes, right? They're not in the list right now. It is just weird. They're not in the list right now. It has changed. So we're old school.
Tell us the
I can't show you the list. You got one more. Oh, look how impatient. I don't have time to play with you. Show me the list. Fuck you. Fuck you. Right now I'm doing a spell. I'm putting a spell on you. Is your arm hurt? It's because you're standing up. I'm bending your arm behind your back. All right. Pat. Give me one more. Give me one. Just give me one more. Just give me one more before you quit. Give me one more.
Oh, hell. I don't know.
Your fantasy, Pat. You have more. Come on. You put them in a vault. You haven't let them all out. You must have a fantasy.
Well, nothing they want to talk about.
All right, I'll tell you. Unless Ellen's ready to give up. Ellen, one more. One more.
See, I don't know.
You used to sell erotic stuff. You should know about women's fantasies. One more. You can do it. Don't give up.
Having sex with a stranger.
Wow. There you go. I knew you wouldn't let me down. Let me see. Let's give you this. Wait for it. Very good. Having sex with a total stranger is number four.
Why is that such a hot deal?
I'm going to tell you something. I know it was set up, but I'm saying one of the most hottest videos I ever saw. And it's still in my head. You know, I'm not one of these people, like, I don't like porn movies. I don't like setup scenes. I don't like this. I don't like fake scenarios. I don't like whatever. It bores me. But there is one hot scene that it drove me crazy to this day. Do you want to hear it? Okay, here we go.
Sure.
Okay, thank you. So a car breaks down, right? Car breaks down. It's a hot, sunny day. Car breaks down. So she's in the car. He's under the car fixing the car. She's asking questions. She's annoying him. He's getting upset. So she gets out of the car, And he says, lift up the, he's trying to fix the car. And he says, look under the engine. I mean, look at, pull the hood up. Pull the hood up because I want you to see what I'm doing. And he's saying, does this wire wiggle? You know, he's asking her to put a hood up. Look, you know what I mean? So she's looking in the hood, right? Right? I'm just seeing if you're with me. If you're with me. Are you guys with me or did you fall asleep?
No, I'm here.
I'm with you.
Thank you. Yeah, I can see how excited you are. Ellen sounds like she's in class. Ellen, present. Yeah, yeah, present. how excited you are. Yeah, I'm here. And Pat going, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm here too. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, this is one of the sexiest scenes. It's one of the sexiest scenes. So she looks in the hood, and she's wearing this kind of short dress, but not too short. And then all of a sudden you see this dirty guy. I mean, he looks like he got ran over by a car. I mean, he's filthy. His hair's all filthy. He's dirty. His knees, his jeans are dirty. And he's walking like a zombie, dragging one leg. And he sees this woman. I'm telling you, it's true. He sees this woman looking under the hood. And it's like, and he just walks up to her. Lifts her dress up. Meanwhile, her boyfriend is under the car, and she's kind of shocked. She doesn't know what's going on. He pulls on her panties, and he's giving her the high one.
Brian.
Yes.
You're getting carried away again.
I know. I know. I need me to drink some water. But he is. And she's not saying anything. So basically after he's done, he just slaps her ass and he drags that bad leg back into the dirt and he walks away.
Damn.
That was it. That was a great scene, don't you think? What do you guys think? What
really?
I'm saying is that was sex with a stranger. That was sex with a stranger.
Okay.
Oh, come on. That was good.
My experiences were very different than that.
Okay. Well, don't you think, come on. I mean, wouldn't that be one of you guys' fantasy? Wouldn't you think that, you know, that unsuspecting a stranger just comes, it's not in your thing, and he just bends you over and just sends you a high duty, you know, a high hard one, and your boyfriend's under there fixing the car right there? Wouldn't it be? And that's part of sex with a stranger. Wouldn't that be exciting?
No, I don't think I'd want the boyfriend right there.
Yeah.
Huh?
I wouldn't want
the boyfriend right there. Wouldn't cut it.
Whatever you said, Pat, you're right. I didn't
it
hear
wouldn't cut it.
I don't know. Just the fact that she didn't say anything, just the fact that it happened, it was a sneak attack and the guy was dirty. She didn't turn around. It was just riding the rocket. All right. Anyway. I thought that was very sensual. Here we go. Let's find out the most common sexual fantasy women have. You guys agree or disagree?
I'm back, recovering from the Roni-Rona, so I sound a little stuffy. So I had a lot of time to do some research, and I want to talk about the five biggest sexual fantasies that women have, but we rarely speak about. Because a lot of times women are afraid of sharing their fantasies for fear of being judged. A lot of men interpret this as women just don't know what they want, but actually that is not really true a lot of times. We're often just embarrassed or we feel shame for sharing our deepest, darkest fantasies, but that's why 50 Shades of Grey blew it out of the park with Revenue. It was like someone reached into a woman's most inner dark secrets and exposed it for all the world to see. So after looking over a lot of articles and research and asking friends, these are the top fantasies that women want the most in the bedroom. So obviously this list is not inclusive or exclusive, but it's a glimpse into the most common ones. And maybe this will help open up the conversation with you and your spouse, or just for you to know in the back of your head where most women stand in regards to their preferences and their fantasies. All right. So the first one that kept coming up over and over again was being dominated. Nearly 65% of women fantasize about being dominated sexually.
Wow. Wow. You guys agree? Being dominated? Do you want a guy to dominate you?
I'd rather the other way around.
Yeah.
Really? You want to be the... Both of you guys agree. You'd rather be the person to do the dominating, so you want a submissive guy? Would it really be exciting if you had a submissive... All right, you. Pay my bills. Okay. Okay, no, that's not it.
We're only talking about sex here, Brian.
Yes, we are. Would you really want to dominate a guy? And would that
yep.
be exciting? Huh?
Yep. Yep.
Really?
Why are you finding this
right.
so hard to believe?
Yeah, I do, because I'm going to tell you something, because most women don't like weak men. I'm going to tell you something. I'll tell you a secret. My daughter, she, you know, she's at the age of the 30s and everything. Like I'm saying, sex is different. She loves the reverse harem now. That's her thing, reverse harem. Going, reverse harem? What's a reverse harem? You know? And I'm thinking, what is a reverse harem? And that's just instead of the regular harem where the guy has all the women, I guess it's a woman with all the guys. It's like a sausage festival. Reverse harem. Would that be exciting to you guys? I mean, you're there. Like three or four guys?
Uh-huh.
It seemed like they'd be cumbersome. You know, it's just too many sword fighting. I mean, I used to get bored and you just want them to sword fight. Well, go ahead and entertain me. Go ahead. You hit that guy. I mean, would that really be exciting? Pat, would that be exciting to you, three or four men, to your whim, to your sexual whim?
No, I think I'd get confused.
You'll get confused? Which one? Okay, where do these balls belong to? Okay, that's Jim's balls. And that's Tom's balls. I'm kind of confused. Now, which one of you dicks went up my ass? I know it's you. It's probably you, right? All right. So you guys agree with the dominatrix. Okay.
According to a survey of more than 1,000 women that was published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine, BDSM is alluring. It's a community because one partner relinquishes all sense of control, right? They're submissive to the person that is kind of touching them and controlling them, but subconsciously they give themselves permission, so she feels like she doesn't really have to hold back. You'll see a lot of powerhouse women talk about this as well, but a lot of times we talk about it with each other. It doesn't actually imply that we are weak or that
discovered I got a flat tire and no one can help. It pays to be prepared. Keep this in your glove box.
This thing is amazing. Why did I get this sooner? Take a look. It's called the Air Moto.
It inflates your tires in minutes, so you're never stranded on the highway for hours or late for work because your tire light came on.
I use it all.
All right. You know, I feel like I let down Ellen.
Why?
You know, I'm going to tell you why. Pat. Ellen never had me, but she loved to hammer. She loved to hammer. She loved to hammer. Hammer was a mythical creature, like a dragon to her. You know, the hammer, he floats around and things like that. So I went down for a gig in Louisiana. Ellen's thinking, the hammer's coming downtown. They're going to lay the hammer down. Hammer's coming. You know, it could be a little minor fantasy. You know, there's not much to do in Louisiana. It's like, all right, California meat, right? So we get there, and everything is still good. I can see the stars in her eyes, and her eyes were shiny. Hello, Brian. Hello, Ellis. We meet. And I could feel the smile across the room going, yeah, my fantasies are going to come true. So I go to Ellen and I said, okay, it's time for me to go to my room. She goes, yeah, it is time. Past the time. We should have been there already. I could read it in her lips. And I could see on the way to the room.
About?
I'm talking about the fantasy. Easy. Easy, girl. I'm letting it out the bag. And it's like, it's me and the hammer in a room together in a hotel room. Beautiful room, I think. Anyway, here it is. The fantasy's about to happen. Hammer takes out his down his pants, and he has holes in his underwear, and there's a brown stain on the wipe. No, he's kidding.
Oh, thanks a lot for that image.
Walking across the room. Ew. Forgot to go to the bathroom. I'm going to take a shower. Excuse me, I have IBS. All right. You know, I know this is your fantasy, girl. I'll be right out.
Oh, Lord.
I know. Excuse my IBS. Did I mention that? All right. I'll just be in here for about 20 minutes. And that's how it happened. It was a long flight. I ate carpet.
No, it was not a long flight.
Like 4 hours. I was hungry. That was it. I felt like I let her down. Ellen, did you have a fantasy, really? Did you think it was going to be something else other than IBS in the bathroom? Here we go, get it. My bowels are irritated. I don't know. It must be the flight. They didn't like it. I don't. It was. Well, there you go, Pat. That's how it would be. That's how it would be.
Oh yeah.
I did buy new underwear when she was there, and we got them at Kroger's. They were on sale. right in the diaper section. I think I could use those. Okay, for those who are listening, it's not true. It was not true at all. For those, you know, I see Mr. Solution there. Yeah, that's probably true. You filthy, nasty ass. No, it did not happen that way. Wow. I was hoping Ellen would say right, but she didn't say shit. Well, pretty close. They get a camera in the room. I told you it's going to go viral. Here you go. Did I let you down, Ellen? Were you disappointed? Seriously, did I let you down the first time we met? It was in the room.
No.
Where to get? Did I let you down? I didn't let you down.
No.
Right?
No.
First time I was in a tuxedo. Remember? You dressed me. You dressed me. It was almost a tuxedo, right?
It was a tuxedo.
I looked like a fucked up penguin. What's going on here? And Ellen was being all freaky. Can you waddle for me? Walk in a little circle. Stop it. Quit making fun of me. That's what it first was. All right, here we go. Second, here we go.
Fantasies involving power plays may actually speak to the desire of relinquishing control because it's the opposite of what typically a woman has to be in today's society. It's going against societal norms and going against the normal roles that most women play, and that's why it's called fantasy. Okay, so the next one is having a threesome or bringing another woman into the bedroom.
Okay, that's what Pat said. Having a threesome, bringing another woman into the room. I'm going to tell you something as a man. Don't do it.
I was thinking more two guys, you know.
Okay. Look at Pat Gicko. You just outed yourself. Really? Patty? Patricia? Have you ever had that?
Yeah.
Okay. Did it work out?
No, I was stuck with the two women situation, and I didn't quite take to it, so I left the room.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't. Can you imagine you going to John going, you know, John, I was thinking. And John goes, yes. You know, I was thinking about having sex. John goes, oh, good. Not with just you. What? I'm thinking, you know the mailman? Yes. His name is Bob. Yeah. Thinking about you and Bob. What do you think? I don't know any man going, oh, Bob, he's kind of attractive. I like the bag. He carries the bag well. He got a nice butt. Yeah, why not invite him? And when can I have my turn? Because I got a feeling the relationship dude or the relationship girl is always being the second one. You know what I mean? It's like, and that goes with the female too. That goes with the two females. Like you, when your husband says to you, let's have a threesome, right? And so you finally get the girl to say yes. You're banging her and she and your wife kind of left out. You know, she's the second kind of thing. I don't know if it works. Am I correct here? I don't know. How did it work with the two guys, Pat? Did it work out?
I didn't get the chance to do that one.
Really? I don't, well, I've seen the movie, so I know how they can do it. That guy would have to be a very, very secure guy, knowing that you love him, you know? Because I think, because of human nature, you already had the guy. You know, the guy's your guy. So you're thinking something strange. So you're going, you're going to pay a little bit more attention to the new guy. Hello, I'm the new guy. And you're going to pay attention to the new guy, and your old guy is going to get a little upset going, oh, she didn't use her tongue in my balls like that, like she does to the new guy. And the new guy is giggling like a little schoolgirl.
I don't know. Oh, my God.
Can you imagine? I'm the new guy. Hello. I'm here for the threesome. Oh, you're already laughing, thinking that. You're already laughing. Come on, this could be sexy. Oh, yeah, I just talking to her. Hello. Oh, come in. I'm here for the threesome. You called the agency. I'm available. I remember you. You're the bitch that didn't buy me on a shelf when I was a toy. Now I'm working here. Let me just unpack my little man kit. I'll be right over. Where are we gonna do this at? Oh, in the bedroom, I see. All right, let me get my kit. I gotta shave my pubic hair. Is there a place where I can shave my pubic hair? I'm a bush. I didn't have time to man shave. I'll get ready for you. And I'm gonna leave my pubic hair all over your floor. I'll be right out.
Look, I got my mini lawnmower.
Exactly. Excuse me while I put the perfume lotion up my butt. Ow! Okay, I'll be out in a minute. Now, where's my place? Where's my place? Nice to meet you, dude. Are you going to introduce me to your guy? Oh, here's my husband for 20 years. His name is Bill. Hey, how you doing, Bill? All right, where's my place? Where is my place? Oh, am I going first? Am I going first?
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm going to watch you and Bill. All right, get paid by the hour. Remember, the agency sent me. Go ahead. Oh, yeah, I see the technique. Oh, I see how you like it. Okay, Bill's hit your ass. Okay, I'm taking notes. All right. Okay, move over, Bill. I got the choreographing. And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, yeah, I'm rocking you. All right. And then by the time I'm done, Bill fell asleep going, okay, I'll take his turn. You like the motorboat? I'm
motorboating again, eh?
Exactly. Don't forget to give me 5 stars. I don't know. Ellen, can you? Is it 2 men with you two? Can you handle that?
No. No. I wouldn't do a threesome.
You wouldn't?
Uh-uh.
It would. it doesn't seem like, unless you're in, you know what I think? I think women who ask for threesome is really bisexual, that there's a chance for them to be with a woman. If you're a straight woman, there's nothing in it for you. There's nothing in it for you. There's no benefit. Because if you're a straight woman, you're still not going to make love with another woman, and you're not going to be happy to see a man getting such enjoyment from another person that maybe you didn't see that face in a long while. So what is it? There's no benefit. The only way that I think if a woman says let's have a threesome is if she's bisexual or maybe she's lesbian, she's not ready to come out of the closet so she can enjoy the woman. That's the only way I think they think about if a woman brings up a threesome. Do you guys agree? Do you agree? Because other than that, there's nothing in it for you. Here we go.
No.
89% of 4,000 Americans surveyed by social psychologist Justin Miller for his book said that they admitted fantasizing about having a threesome with other people. Fantasies of being kind of the center of attention and desired by large groups of people may be about the longing to be seen and valued as a person of worth or importance or a part of something much larger than the individual self. This could be why around 57% of women actually fantasize about having sex with more than three people at a time. Again, this is according to the Journal of Sexual Medicine. This is really more about laying back and being completely taken care of and or adored by other people. All right, so number three is public sexual encounters. So I'll tell you a little bit of a personal story. I think that my brother won't get too mad because I've told it other times, but he was dating a friend of mine, and we were all roommates, and I was in the big master bedroom.
Most people have no clue that in 2023, the best way to make money on Amazon is not with...
Because I was paying the most. So he decided to copulate with his girlfriend at the time in my bed, and I found about it with my detective ways when I was out of town. And, well, I confronted him, and he proceeded to tell me that it was the thrill of getting caught that made it so hot. Of course, he's my brother, so I forgave him. I'm not sure I ever forgave his ex-wife, but nonetheless, the thrill of getting caught can make sex seem that much hotter.
Anybody? Pat? The thrill of getting caught?
What, public sex? I've done that before.
What? What? What have you done?
Public sex.
Really?
Yes.
And what was it about the public sex? Was it the person or was it the naughty that you could do it or the thrill of getting caught? Is that true or what was it?
All of it. All of it.
Yeah, all of it.
All of it? Wow.
Uh-huh.
I always know, like, even in the movies, an amateur thing. Really? I noticed it in the movies and it's usually the guy or the one that's more paranoid, right? Like, come on. And usually the girl's like, I'm just enjoying myself. I'm spreading my wings. And it's usually a guy trying to cover you up and shit. Like, what are you acting like a fool for? Is it, right? He's more protective, you think? Or you, I don't know. How was it? And where was it? Was it? Okay, I'm going to go with you first. Where was it, Ellen? Was it a park or something? Was it nighttime, daytime?
No,
what's going on?
We have what we call the Bonnie Carey Spillway, and they have an open area, and all the cars can see you, and it was during the day.
Yep. Wow. So were you in the car?
Nope.
Wait a minute. Okay. Were you outside?
Yeah. It was kind of like a wooded, rocky area.
A wooden, rocky, like a park?
No, it wasn't necessarily a park.
Like a campsite?
It was kind of like a little campsite.
And you knew people were around. They were just walking around, playing volleyball, just jogging, doing their thing.
No, they were just walking around. No, we were down, but the cars that were going by on the road could see.
Oh, wow. I gotta admit, that sounds exciting. And was it a missionary thing, or were you doing, what kind of position was it when the cars were seeing, when they're passing by?
It was missionary.
Oh, but you made sure your toes were wiggling up there when you heard the cars coming. Hello. Like you're
yep.
waving with your toes. Really? Wow. Did they honk their horn at you and everything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Wow.
A couple of them might have honked. I don't remember. That was years ago.
How close were you to the road? I mean, you weren't that close that you could feel, you know, the cars coming, you know.
No, we weren't that close. No, there was an embankment, but people could still see if they were looking that way.
And whose idea was it, yours or his?
I think it was both of ours.
And how old were you?
I think I was like 18, 19.
Wow. I'm going to give you this. Nice. Well done, Ellen. Wow. Actually, that's sexy. That's a sexy story. Pat, don't you think? I think that was a sexy story. Yeah. I did it by a dumpster. They didn't deliver the trash yet. It was late at night. I think it was a homeless guy sitting there shooting up. I don't know if that counts.
No.
Okay. Move away, crackhead. Does she come yet? Get out of here, crackhead. Really romantic. Pat?
Yeah.
Tell us yours. Tell me yours.
Forest.
You were in the forest?
Yeah, on the trail.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So it was a trail where people were walking alongside, and they jog and everything. It's kind of a woodsy area. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. And so people could, if I jog by going, oh, my, would I be able to see that? And going, whoa, look at the first
creature.
Yeah,
that's happened many times in my life.
So is it a rush? Is it funny? Is it, how does the guy react? Did he go, well, let's get out of here before somebody sees this? And then you just held him there going,
no.
Shut up. This is good. No? Wow.
No.
Wow.
No, there's lots of places to go.
I'm giving you a DD. You can have both of you guys pass. Very good. Healthy sexual thing. Very good. Thanks for sharing. I did it, like I said, I did it by a crackhead. I think he was shooting up. It was a dumpster in Hollywood. It was around 4 o'clock. And we didn't know the crackhead was there. So we're shooting something, and she goes, and she was doing a sexy scene. I go, Brian, did I do it right? And I said, well, let's go over here. Next thing you know, I felt her ass, and she's whining. She gave me a light moan, like, I go, okay, get to go. And we're down in a chute for like 20 minutes. I go, let's just hop in this alley right here, a dark alley. And then there was a dumpster there, and I raised her dress, and all of a sudden I heard somebody with some cans and everything. I look over there, was crackhead. I'm going, oh, shit. And by this time, I was already in there and going, well, what do I do? You know, if I pull down, I'll just do it
going.
A little faster. Bang, 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 bang. I know.
Oh, God.
You're hearing a trash can going, boom, 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 boom. You're hearing a crack of, hey, get up, crack it. All right. So romantic. So romantic. Here we go. Number 3.
57% of women fantasize about taking things even further by having sex in a public place, according to the research that I found, again, in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. There's a sense of liberation and empowerment and fantasizing about having an audience and the idea that you could excite others or could potentially get caught. And then there's the whole other fantasy that could kick in about other people joining in or what would happen if you got caught. I mean, they make...
Okay, that's part 2. I don't know. Now, this almost
I've
happened.
I've been caught.
Yeah, but let's say you're caught, right?
Fine, I'll be right
but
back.
Let's say,
okay.
Okay.
I need to go
okay.
get some more
let's
coffee.
You got it. Let's say you're caught, but then somebody else is joining, and let's say you're making love to whoever. Okay, and then all of a sudden you feel that there's a hand on you or on your shoulder and everything, they want to join in. just one other person. In your case, it would be a guy. How do you feel about that? She's saying that it happens. She's saying that some people have fantasies about they're making love to their boyfriend and everything. And then that goes with the story about the guy who was, you know, who's the bum walking in the car, got broken down, and he gently lifts up her dress and he does her. So you're doing it in public, and then there's some people who, there might be a guy that says, he doesn't ask you, he just joins in. How do you, what do you do then? What do you do? Pat, what do you do?
Well, it depends on the scenario. It really depends.
Really? I mean, they say that's one of a fantasy. Could that be a fantasy? Is that true? I don't know. Most women would be so scared. That's on borderline of rape. I don't know. You would have to be, unless you're in a sexual situation that you know, like if you're in an orgy or you're swapping or something like that. I understand that you expect it. But if you're out there in public and somebody just joins in, I don't know if that's a fantasy of most women. I have to say no.
No, I don't think they'd want somebody random.
I don't think so either.
No,
I think
that's where
you're making the mistake.
Fantasies permit people to engage in imaginary scenarios without real-world complications or consequences, like jealousy, hurt feelings, offending others, or even risking getting arrested. All right, so the next one is having sex with total strangers. Nearly 50% of women reported that they fantasize about having sex with an unknown person.
That makes no sense to me. It makes no sense to me.
I've done that so many times, it's ridiculous.
I know, right? That could be a first date. You know what I'm saying? That could be a, it's so general, it could be a first date that you say, you know what, I click with this guy, let's go back to my place. You know, of course he's a stranger. You know what I'm saying?
That's going on a date takes the stranger out of it.
Okay, so tell me a stranger story. I want to hear it. So you say you've done that a lot. Tell me a stranger story.
I can't, dear. Not right now.
You can't. Okay. All right. Here, I know what we got to do. Just take it easy. Let's get you some pot here.
There was a lot of cases of just sizing somebody up and saying, come on, let's go.
Okay. True. Is that exciting, though? You think most women have those kind of things? Okay, that's fair.
If they thought they could walk up to somebody and just say, come on, let's go. Oh.
I've had that.
I think you did.
I have had that. I was at a club, and I've had that. And I didn't even know these people. I wasn't dancing. I was getting tired. I was at a club. So these two women just come down from the balcony. I see them coming down the balcony, but I didn't feel like dancing. And they come up to me. And one girl introduced herself, and I said, okay, I'm so-and-so, okay. And then the second one looked at her saying, oh, are you going to fuck them or not? It's getting late. And that's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
That it was, but yeah, I've had that. They were German, and they were tour guides visiting the U.S., and they just wanted to pick out an American, and there I was. All right, here we go. Last one.
A lot of this research was taken from the Journal of Sexual Medicine, just so that you guys can reference, and what they stated was that the more impersonal nature of a stranger fantasy may also indicate that
3 signs your itchy dog's gut needs help. Number 1, they lick their paws.
That you're trying to detach from yourself, from something that has nothing to do with your relationship or the caretaking that comes from being in a relationship. Oftentimes, sex with a stranger is about what the person represents rather than who they are. So women might fantasize about having sex with the president, the most powerful man in the world. That just says something about...
You ever fantasize having sex with Donald Trump? As a president? A powerful man?
Don't even make me choke here. Oh, Jesus.
That'd be huge. most amazing you ever have. I'm really huge. It's the best thing ever. You've never seen this before. It's really good. Yeah, can you imagine? He's the most powerful man, or having sex. I don't know if Ellen's back, but having sex with powerful men, does that do it? Does that do it?
No.
I know you would, Mr. Fred. I know Mr. Fred would. I'm a kitty. Of course I'm a cat. I'll have sex with anybody, Mr. Fred.
Okay.
Her cat's named Mr. Fred. That is who her cat is.
Yeah.
But, Pat,
oh.
her cat's name
okay.
is Mr. Fred. I mean, I can I don't know if I can have it. It's like I'm from the agency, so Ellen calls, and then she looks out the window, and it's like maybe 9 o'clock, and I'm under the lamp, and I have a suitcase like the exorcist, like the priest going up to the house. Oh, there he is. I'm from the agency. And maybe she's just lonely or anything, you know what I mean? It's like, this is 2023. Women can make that call. I mean, I'm her Tinder date. Hello, I'm your Tinder date. My name, it doesn't matter, does it? Because I'm going to lie to you. No, it doesn't. Quit talking. You're spoiling the mood. Okay. Can I come in? Oh, God, yes. And then, Ellen, that's the scenario. All right. I'm from the agency you called. Here's my references. I used to sit on a shelf in the toy store, but nobody bought me.
Oh, God.
I have a chip on my shoulder. You look like the bitch who passed me up, too. I'm coming after you. What do you want me to do? Can girls do that? Like men? Can they order? Can they do that? Men will say,
yeah.
All right, a man can order a hooker. Can a woman do that?
Yeah. Yeah, dominatrix.
Really? But dominatrix don't have sex. They just want to whip you and get their aggravation out on you. I mean, what kind of imagine that kind of job? Can you imagine? Dina, I'm from the agency. I'm here to get my ass kicked. Where do I stand? I stand over here. It's the only job that I can have. I used to be a toy on the shelf, and I used to fall down, and they kicked me down the aisle, so I'm used to this. I got experience.
Oh,
my
God.
I'm here to get my ass kicked. Get on the floor, you dirty worm. Okay, I'm going. I'm a little older. It takes me a little while to get down there. Oh, get down now. Give me a minute. Give me a minute. 6 after 60. Oh, my back. Oh, this sciatica. Oh, boy.
Crack.
Kicking my own ass. All right. I guess women nowadays can just say.
Your bones creak and your back crack.
My bones. What was that? Was that your back or your. No, those are my knuckles. I guess women can do that, right? They can order a dollar fuck. 1-800-DOLLAR-FUCK. Hello. Hello. Is anybody else there? No, it's just me. I'm the night man. I'm the night man. Nobody else is there. I'm looking on the internet. I'm seeing all these beautiful men, firemen, cops, doctors, the sexy doctors. Hello? Hello. Anybody else there? No, just me. I used to be a shoe salesman. They didn't allow my picture up there. I could be over in a minute. Oh, man. I know, Pecos, you know what? You're going to make me laugh. Why don't you just come on over? Okay. Now do your routine. Do your stand-up. Yeah, screw sex. I want to see some stand-up. Let's go. All right, here you go. Here you go.
She's, you know, hot shit and can pull a powerful man. I know that men often sometimes fantasize about having sex with supermodels. As well, again, these are all things that we do that can potentially be normal and natural. We have to remove the shame from it. Another thing that I was reading about was that actually this kind of goes hand in hand with this concept, but 66% of women fantasize about having sex with acquaintances, like your friend's husband or a smoking hot neighbor. Fantasizing about someone you know happens because they typically regularly show up in your life, and it's about novelty and mystery and curiosity and imagination, which are all hallmarks that lead to really intense desire. And lastly, a woman will fantasize about mixing pain with pleasure. Again, all the way back to 50 Shades of Grey.
Pain and pleasure. Ladies, is this something?
I don't like pain and pleasure.
No? You're not? You're out?
No. Yeah.
Are you in? You're out?
No, I'm out. I'm out.
Okay. You're out.
Yes.
All right. Pat, are you in?
It's supposed to be painful.
Well, painful can be, you know, anal, spanking, nipple clamps, cock rings, you know. I don't know. Put a ring on it. I don't know. Now, I feel bad because John is listening to this show, and he's a nice man. He's Pat's significant other. And he's probably sitting there going, what the hell are you listening to? And you're getting up in the morning for this? What the hell happened to you? I don't even know you anymore. That's probably what John is saying to Pat. I don't know.
I don't know if he's actually listening today.
Good. I hope not. The worst thing happened... It was the 90s, and I remember nothing been so painful in my life. This girl says, you know, let's try something different. I go, okay, something different than putting my dick in your mouth? Yeah. I go, well, should I put it in your ear? She goes, no, silly. We'll keep it in my mouth, but let's try something different. Okay. So she got some Pop Rocks. Remember Pop Rocks? P-O-P?
Oh,
Rocks.
Yeah.
Remember
yeah.
those?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She goes, this should be fun. I go, what does that do? You'll see. I swear to God, it was like little tiny men kicking my dick. Like little tiny men kicking my dick with their boots. It was not fun. It was popping everywhere. I felt like I was being shot. I was in war. It was the worst pain I ever felt. Did you guys ever do that? It was pretty bad.
No.
Oh, my God. It was like, pew, pew. I'm going, ow, 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 ow. And it was just hurtful. It was hurtful. I feel like there were little tiny people stabbing the head of my penis with a sharp knife. That's what it felt like.
Damn.
Yeah, it was not good.
Uncomfortable.
And I don't know about the lotions and stuff. I know about the toys and everything. There's a new toy that back in college, I used to give toys to my friends. It was their birthday. It would be dildos and vibrators and handcuffs, blah, 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 back in. And they said, thank you. And they laughed, oh, Brian. And next thing you know, an hour later, like, shut up. It was true. So I don't know. Oh, where I was going with this. We went past pain and pleasure. So where am I at right now? What is she talking about? Wait a minute. I think it was there. Maybe I missed it. Was she?
Pain and pleasure. You're talking about pop rocks on your dick.
Thank you. Get a little early, leave it up to Ellen. Where I left off. Yes. We're trying something new. I guess that's the pain and the pleasure part. Pop Rocks on the dick. Pat, you know it's the funniest thing. Pat, you know, I still laugh at this. Stupidest thing. It's the stupidest thing, but I still laugh. I still laugh. Me and Ellen were shopping. We were shopping at this market, right?
Oh, God.
I still, it makes me laugh. So I pick up a cantaloupe, right? And I pick up a cantaloupe, and I go, okay, this looks ripe. I want some fruit. Let me pick up the other one. So I have two cantaloupes in my hand. Okay, this looks like. I said, Ellen, hold this. She holds it to her chest, and I'm laughing. She waits. She goes, oh, you're so stupid. You're so stupid. Like the cantaloupes were her kids. She was holding them up. She goes, you're stupid. You're so stupid. You're so stupid. All right. Here we go.
Fantasizing about someone you know happens because they typically regularly show up in your life, and it's about novelty and mystery and curiosity and imagination, which are all hallmarks that lead to really intense desire. And lastly, a woman will fantasize about mixing pain with pleasure. Again, all the way back to 50 Shades of Grey, 65% of women fantasize about receiving pain.
Hey, this is the last hoodie you're ever going to need to buy.
Oh, there you go. That's what they say.
In hoodie.
What makes it attractive? Pain, whether in the form of spanking, biting, dripping hot wax. Once again, that like S&M.
Okay. Let's be fair. Ellen, a little spanky.
What?
Spanky? In or out? Spanky in or out?
As long as it doesn't get out of hand and leave a mark on my ass.
There's rules. Hey, watch it. I am not your little girl that you're disciplining. This is a sexual thing. Quit being a pervert. Okay, I understand that. I would say it's in with Ellen. Pat, in or out? Little spanky.
Out.
Out?
Out. Yeah, well, I can see it now. So.
I can see it now. Remember that reading you gave me? Yes, it was me. Spanky. Oh, stop. Bad reading. Give me a good one next time. Really? Okay. That's interesting. Pat thinks spanking is abuse. Ellen says as long as you don't leave any marks and everything and fingerprints. Interesting. All right, what else? Let me see. What else? Let me see. Where is it? Women fantasize about having sex with acquaintances. Where's the spanky? Control or relinquishing control.
Judging them.
I can see it again. Pat calling in the middle of the night. Hello? And I pick up the phone. Hello, this is the agency. Is there anybody else there? No. You called before. It's just me. I'm the night watchman. I want to come, somebody to come over and not be a douchebag. Let me see. Well, they're not available, but I could come over. Well, what do you look like? What does your fantasy look like? Well, it looks like this. Well, it doesn't look like me. Let's move on. But I'm cheap. I wonder if you, Pat, would you order me from the agency? Can I get the Brian Jackson? Ma'am, are you sure? Yes. Ma'am, he's been returned
sure?
5 times. I only returned him. You get him at your own risk. We're not putting warranty under him. I would like to have the Jackson. All right. Brian, put down the broom. You got a call. Hello. Brian? Yes. I'm your fatty. You want me to come in my uniform? I'll bring my mop and broom. Here you go.
So I just really encourage you to have these conversations because
you can clean my house.
Right, like we are told to be good girls and to have this persona that if she's a classy lady, right, she wants to have that outer appearance of her being saintly with the sundress and, you know, she's not showing a lot of skin, and that's very respectable, and I oftentimes promote that type of woman on my channel. But the caveat that when the bedroom door closes, there is something that a woman wants, and very few men can really bring it out. So my challenge to you is to help her bring that out. If you do, a lot of times that woman is not going anywhere. So just even talking about your fantasies can be enough to elicit foreplay, which leads to hot sex. I'm just all about being very open and talking through these things and not taking it personally. Fantasies, when engaged appropriately, can be a whole level of sexual satisfaction that you've never had before. And I just think you need to be open. And, of course, the research is the research. There's many other fantasies that women have, but I wanted to provide.
Can these people really be the ones to tell you what a fantasy is? Isn't an individual an individual?
Huh.
You know what I mean? Are you still horny after 50? Yes. Is 50 sexy? Yes. 50, 60, 70, even 80 sexy. You heard it from the Golden Bachelor. Depends what you want to do. Health reason, check. To be honest with you, check. And I'm being serious. Check with your doctor. And I think you should. Our body does change on a serious note. We can have fun with the Bachelor. We can have fun with the so-called experts. But the real thing is, chances are if you're over 50, you're probably taking, let's be honest, you're probably taking some kind of medication. We should be looking into this. Get serious. What kind of medication, that should be interesting, what kind of medication that could interfere with your sex life? Medication that will kill your sex
life. Well, prescription medication, they say a lot of it might mess with your sex drive.
Exactly.
You know, because
here's the kind.
Antibiotics dry people. I know it dries women out, antibiotics.
Sure, sure. And like, but you're saying, but there's different, you know, lotions and creams and everything we can, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That can do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you, now you may be on, you know, sometimes it's funny. When I get on medication, I just found myself taking medication now. I'm not kidding you. So I'm experiencing that shit, right? So I'm taking my blood pressure medicine. I got blood pressure medicine. I'm going, what the fuck? And so I would go to the pharmacist, and I said, okay, I want to, I could have, we have a thing called CVS store. I don't know if you guys have a CVS, but we have CVS.
Yeah.
And what it is a pharmacy. And if you go to a CVS, they have a window. And most people don't know it. If you want, you can ask for a consultation about the medicine that you have. Most people, like for instance, if you got a prescription, right? And it says, okay, your prescription is ready at CVS. And you're not familiar with the prescription, right? You can ask that person and goes, you know, I want a consultation on this. And they'll have you step aside, and a pharmacist will come over to you and explain to you about the medication that you're taking. Did you guys know that? No, did you know that?
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, I did not know that. I'm new. And so I was telling about the blood pressure and everything. Then she says something weird. She says, well, don't stay in the sunshine so long. You go, what? Something about the sun and what?
Certain medications.
Yeah. I did not know that. Now, so you could get that. So these are 16 drugs in your medicine cabinet right now. And you may not know it, and I'm being serious, so I'm not joking. 16 drugs in your medicine cabinet right now that are killing your sex life, and you don't even know it. And you have these in your medicine cabinet that is killing your sex life. There's 16 drugs right now in your medicine cabinet that is killing your sex life. Do you guys want it? Okay, I'll tell you what they are. I'm going to go all the way down to 16. Damn it. Here we go. Here we go, right here. Number 16. They're not given numbers, so here we go. Is it inconvenient? True, some of your regular medicine may be hurting your sex drive. And not only that, but your ability to orgasm. These are the drugs that is keeping you from having an orgasm and hurting your sex life. Here they are. What medicine could be hurting my sex life? Let's separate them into categories. Here are some medicines that can adversely affect your sex drive and the ability to have an orgasm with thanks to the blah, blah, blah. Antidepressants. Here you go, ladies. If you have any antidepressant in your medicine cabinet or on your shelf, it's a sex drive killer. Now, you may not have, says antidepressant, but you may have medicine that is an antidepressant. And I'm going to tell you something. It was like, and I'll tell you my thing. I was talking to my doctor once. I said, you know, doc. He goes, yeah. I go, doc. He goes, you know what? He goes, what? I go, doc. He goes, yes, Brian. Okay, doc. That's how it went.
You know what? That would aggravate the fuck out of me. I'd have to smash him down.
I know. I just want to make sure you're listening.
I would be saying, what the fuck do you want?
Exactly. And he is saying, I'm saying, you know, the engine that could, you know what I mean? Chugga chugga. And he just broke down in track 45. He goes, what are you saying? I just had surgery. Yeah? May need a little help, you know, with the engine. Oh! Have you ever had these things before? This is an actual conversation. No, I haven't. But let's keep our voices down, doc. I don't want the nurses. He goes, "What? You're in the hospital, dude." Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna get you this. And then he says, I'm gonna give you a choice. I said, "What's the choice? Viagra or Cialis?" And I go, "What's the difference?" Well, Viagra. What Viagra does is that you would have to take 5 pills and it lasts a certain period. But Cialis, you only have to take a couple of pills in the last 12 hours. Whatever. Whatever. Cialis. But he asked me, do I have any antidepressants? I go, what do they mean? What do you mean? He goes, these are scrotum killers. They're actually called scrotum. Oh, not scrotum. Serotonin. Scrotum. Sorry. Serotonin. I noticed that. Gotta get my glasses. What was that? Scrotum. Is serotonin. Here we go. Inhibitors, excluding Prozac, Zoloft, Serilene, and Paxil. These are the drugs. If you have any medication that has those in them, your sex drives are going to hurt you. Tricyclic antidepressants, including Elavil, Pamelor, antipsychotic medication including Haldol and Novane, anti-mania medications and lithium. If you have any of those things that are in your medication and you're wondering why your sex life is not where it should be, it's because basically they're antidepressant medication. If you're on any antidepressant, do I have, what was it? Oh, yeah. So anyway, I go to the doc again, right? I go, doc. He goes, yes, Brian. I go, doc. He goes, yes, Brian. I go, doc. Yes, Brian. I go, doc. He goes, what, Brian? Doc.
You and your yes, Brians.
I know. And I go, he goes, yes. I go, okay, doc. What is it? Okay. I want to quit smoking. He goes, okay. We're going to put you on medication. Not for a smoking, because you're just crazy. No, he says, I'm going to put you on medication because you're smoking. So he gave me this medication to quit smoking. Right? And I said, okay, and I'm one of these people, you know, what's going to happen to me and what are the side effects in this? He goes, well, your libido will be excited. I go, I'm going to get a hard on. He goes, yes. How big? I don't know how big, Mr. Jackson. Okay. Take it easy, dog. Take it easy. Let me know. But you should be aroused. It pumps up your libido, okay. It makes you this, and then it'll get you hard and everything. I go, what's the bad side? Everything sounds good. He says, well, It can make you suicidal. What? It can make, this is a true thing. It can make you suicidal. I mean, like, what? It's suicidal, Mr. Jackson. Give me an example. You want to kill yourself? Oh, okay. Just want to be clear. So if I take, this, yes, the doctor says yes, I can get a hard-on, yes, my libido will be up, yes, I can have sex, yes, I can pump it like nobody pumped it before, I'm the thunder down under, yes, but it kind of, you could be suicidal, oh, forget that. You always have to be a killer. No, who cares? If I can't do that, I'm already suicidal. Shut up. I'll take five. But you could be, I'll take five. Shut up. I'll take five. I'll take the chances. Maybe I'll kill myself after I have sex. Oh, did you come? Yes. Okay, now I can kill myself. I'm from the agency. I'll bring my mop in my bucket if you want the fantasy of the uniform.
Yeah, and then after that, you can clean my house.
Exactly. I'll put on a jacket that says maintenance in the back. Hello, you called from the agency.
That would make most people look interested if you brought a mop.
It would. I would show up at your house going, with my mop in my bucket, you called for a fantasy. I'm the guy who answered the phone. I'm here. It's another stuff. Diuretics, including beta blockers, including Lepresor. These are drugs. Alpha adrenic blockers, including so anything that has anti-percentives. These are your hormones. So if you're taking hormonal shots or hormonal pills, that will interfere with your sex life. What causes this? Well, in short, women need to balance brain chemicals and hormones to be able to have sex. This is what women need. They need to have a balance of brain chemicals and hormones to be able to have sex and to have a good sex drive and be sexually responsive. I had a woman once who was not sexually responsive. I had to shake. I go, hello, I'm done. Hello, I'm done. I'm walking out the door now. Bye. Call me. Best I ever had. Best we ever had. Drugs that block a woman's production of hormones can adversely affect sex drive because she needs hormones, in particular estrogen, to lubricate the vagina. You must put one finger in it and spit on the clitoris. I'm sorry, that's Pornhub. Forget that. I get it confused. That was Pornhub, sorry. from the agency. It's a medical thing. It's not a medical thing. You don't spit up. Shut up. I know what I'm doing. It's medical. I'm from the agency. Hello. There's going to be a company called the Agency Watch. Hello, the agency? Yeah. Is anybody else there? Uh-oh. You called after midnight. Me and Sparky's
God.
Here.
Woof, woof.
Why
fuck
is Sparky
got a
call? Yeah, is Sparky available? Don't get Sparky. Oh, my God. Wasn't it bad enough you passed by me on the toy shelf? Now you want Sparky?
You're going to pass by me for Sparky?
Exactly. I was a little toy. He said, bitch. He looked around. Who said that, madam? What causes this? Well, in short, women need to balance their brain. So sexual side effects of these medications can be related to receptors that the drugs block or the neurotransmitters that drug affects. Drugs that block a woman's production of hormones can adversely affect her sex drive because she needs the hormones they need to lubricate the vagina, maintain her tissue, the tissue integrity of the vulva, including the clitoris, and be sexually responsive in her tissues as well as in her brain. These antihypertensive drugs affect the circulation, and they also affect the receptors that play a role in the sexual response. It is well known that many drugs can cause erectile dysfunctions in men, but what you may not know is that women also have erectile tissues that can be adversely affected when taking these medications. Then you ask, do I need to talk to my doctor about switching brands? If I can't switch, what are the natural ways to counteract these bummer effects? I highly recommend that women who is experiencing sexual side effects tell her physician so that she or he can adjust the doses of the medicine or change it to a medicine fewer with sexual responses. And that's what I was saying. If you can take anything from the show, chances are if you're over 40, you may be on medication. I mean, whether it's blood pressure, blood clot, whatever it is, hypertension, whatever it is. You know what I'm trying to say? You need to go to and ask the questions. You can go to your pharmacist. You can go to your CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, whatever the fuck you have. And when they do give you the medication, you can ask for a consultation on it. And explain the side effects. What is it going to do? What is it? I do the same thing. I asked him about this. I said, it's going to affect me here. It's going to, and you know, it's funny. If you look at nowadays drugs, and I did not know this, a lot of medication is preventing you from breathing. It's like it's hard to breathe. Did you? I don't know how I can explain it, but it's in the drug itself. Huh?
Asthma medications?
Not so much asthma. It's your common drug. I know that I had it. It's like a blood pressure thing, but it gives you the cold symptoms, the stuffy nose. It'll say it right on there. It says you'll have symptoms. You could even, whatever you're on, you can Google it on Google, but it'll give you the stuffy nose. It'll be hard to breathe. So if you're taking medication,
really?
You find like maybe your nose is stuffy or you just it's just hard to breathe. It could be the medication that you're taking. If you didn't know that, by the way, it's true.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I believe it.
A great product for increasing the libido while at the same time increasing the vagina lubrication includes a scientific research product called ArginMax, A-R-G-I-N Max. From Daily Wellness Company. It's a company that produces a clinically tested natural supplement. It contains an amino acid and
amino.
Their vitamins. And, it includes ginseng, ginkgo, and dimenia. There you go. That would help you. So, you know, it's hard when a woman, you know, man
ginkgo
is different.
Biloba.
Yeah. But it's hard to think when you're not horny, you're not horny. You know, if you're not horny, you're not horny. You're not thinking, I should be horny. But you're not. I mean, it's like an afterthought, right? You got too many other things going on. And you look up, it's like, oh, my God, it's been 6 months. Oh, my God, it's been 8 months. I mean, it's not like a thought like, I should be horny. Something's wrong with me because I should. It's not one of those feelings. It's like you're horny. You're not, right?
Mm-hmm.
They do have women Viagra, by the way, ladies. They do have it. I mean, these are women who are married and their husband has a sex driver there. Now that you guys are single, that you're going to – now, you guys remember – well, Ellen's single. Pat enticing John. But they're not – and they're single people. Your mate may want to. When your mate says, no, I don't want to. I don't have the urge. Do we leave them alone? Do we leave them alone? Or do we say, well, it's selfish, isn't it? I'm with you.
It depends.
Brian,
it depends on how much you value the relationship.
That is true.
Yep.
That is true. But, that is true. I'm saying nothing wrong. I mean, I woke up. And I talked to Cindy, and I said, how long has it been? She goes, 2 years. I go, what? She goes, honey, it's been 2 years. 2 years for what? And she goes, listen, Mr. Van Winkle, don't call me that. I slept for 2 years. I'm just waking up now. Yeah. Yeah. Here's women Viagra.
Oh, Brian. Getting off of this, what do you think about Matthew Perry?
Yeah, we talked about that.
I want to ask a question. What in the world did he have going on that he found it bad enough to take his own life?
Well, Pat alluded it to that. Pat said he did a video. How did you say, why did you think he took his own life? Why did you say that?
Because they found prescription drugs in his house where he was.
Oh, did they? See,
yeah.
I don't know. Is this new stuff that's coming? Is this new stuff that they're just discovering? Because I don't know. Pat says that they found a note or video.
He did a last weird post on social media before he died.
Did he really? Let me see here.
Yeah.
What was weird about it?
What he was saying in the video.
Then that tells me he might have been on some shit then, huh? Let's see what we have in the latest news. Hold on. Let me see, right? Matthew Perry. See what we got here. How Matthew Perry said I remember that. He said he wanted to be remembered by saying that he helped everybody. That's not a headline. I don't know. Here you go. Let me see if I can get the news on him. Here we go. Matthew Perry, here we go. Okay, Friends star Matthew Perry dies at 54. Here's the news. Here it is, how it's playing out. Here's how it's playing out. Okay, here's how it's playing out. It's not really playing out right now.
Turn now to the death of Friend star Matthew Perry. Take a look at a memorial here in New York City. It's in front of the building that was the Friends apartment building. As his family, friends, and fans remember him, an investigation is underway into what happened to the beloved actor. Chris Conley is in Los Angeles with the latest for us. Good morning, Chris.
And good morning to you, Robin. It's a major loss still being felt throughout the entertainment community and beyond. Matthew Perry, as authorities look into the circumstances of his death this past weekend, his remarkable life and his years on Friends are being fondly remembered. This morning, an investigation is underway following the death of Matthew Perry as fans mourn the actor best known for the hit TV series Friends.
Requesting two additional units and a supervisor respond to Lucille Drive.
Emergency personnel responding to Perry's Pacific Palisades home Saturday afternoon, where he was discovered by a witness unresponsive in his jacuzzi. ABC News confirming an autopsy has been completed by the LA County Medical Examiner's Office. But a subsequent toxicology report could take weeks to complete, with a ruling then forthcoming on how the 54-year-old died. Police saying there were no obvious signs of trauma, nor is foul play suspected. Just days ago, Perry posting this photo of himself in his hot tub wearing headphones. TMZ reporting witnesses saw Perry in good spirits Saturday while playing pickleball for 2 hours at a nearby club. Matthew Perry's family telling People magazine in a statement, "We are heartbroken by the tragic loss of our beloved son and brother. Matthew brought so much joy to the world, both as an actor and a friend." What people liked when they saw Matthew Perry on Friends was real.
I just want to be married again.
And I just want $1 million.
By design, in the character of Chandler Bing, there was so much of the real-life Matthew Perry, irresistibly affable and engaging, using his smart-aleck wit and sarcasm to entertain others and to deflect deep feelings. Friends would run for 10 seasons. Its massive success, boosted by Perry's inventive line readings and at the top of his game, timing.
Payback! Payback! Shut up! Shut up! Shut up!
Okay,
don't think it's going to pivot anymore. You think?
From the day we first heard him embody the role of Chandler Bing, Friends co-creators and executive producers writing in a statement, "There was no one else for us. This truly is the one where our hearts are broken." Those words a poignant reference to the One Where titles of Friends episodes, where Matthew Perry shines so brightly. We'll have more on his commitment to those facing addiction, just as he did later in the show. Guy?
Later this hour, you'll be back. His journey with sobriety and really wanting to help others with that. But his wit, his sarcasm, his timing,
he
unmatched.
Perfect timing, yeah. So true.
That's it. There's no more.
Oh, really?
There's no.
Yeah, really? Come here.
Are you having a conversation with Fred?
Yeah.
What's he saying?
I have no idea.
Okay. Ellen speaks, Kat. Ellen, what's Fred saying?
I don't know. I thought I heard him say, "Mom, Mom."
Ellen speaks to her cat.
Yeah, but my babies are sleeping right now. Especially Remy. He gets really loud when he wants something.
Well, tomorrow is Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
Does any of you guys have a black cat?
No, but
I had Reed. Well, he was black and white.
No, just straight black cat, nothing by cat.
Yeah, I used to have a black cat. His name was Roly Poly.
Yeah. Well, you got to hide the cats right by tonight. Starting tonight, keep them in. You know the deal.
Did you know that humane shelters, animal shelters, they do not from August through November 1st, I think. They don't adopt out black cats.
That's right.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially Pat. Pat uses them in her work. Right, Pat?
No, I don't.
I don't know. Bottom line before we hang up, secrets about great sex after 50, guess what? It's masturbation. Full of masturbation in their lives. Toys, don't be afraid of them. Embrace them. Get to know your body again, because if you can't know your body, how can you teach your partner to know your body? Am I correct, Ellen? Am I correct, ladies? I would say if you haven't had a sexual encounter in a long time, and maybe you're lonely or whatever turns you on, start with a nice toy. Start with a nice toy, the vibration and everything. Get your body back going. It's like, think of it as training for a sport. You know what I'm trying to say? Get your body in shape. Your body has changed. Your likes have changed. Sensuality has changed. Cuddling has changed. The combing of the hair has changed. It's not so much that you're old. It's so much as how you do it and how you can get your mind back into the sexual shape that it needs to be. And I say sexual shape. I wish I could write a book called Sexual Shape, because it is like getting in shape again, you know? Am I right? Am I wrong? It's like getting back in shape.
No,
it certainly is a good exercise.
Yeah. What do you say, Ellen? No, getting your body back in sexual shape. No? Not a good thing?
Yeah, it is.
And I start, ladies, if you, there's not a lot of ladies, don't be ashamed, a lot of ladies are single after 40, 45. If you're not into the Tinder, you're not into clubs, you're too old for clubs, who gives a shit? You're meeting people now, ladies over 45 are meeting people at Walmart. I know they're doing it because I'm there. And they're going, "Hello, big boy, what are you picking out, beef jerky?" You know, women can tell, Ellen works at Walmart, you can tell when a man is single or married by the groceries he buys. A lot of women are meeting people exactly, right? Grocery stores, parks, parades, just getting out there, riding bikes, taking a stroll, sitting in the park, feeding a duck. To get out there, you need to get your body out there, but to get in sex shape, and I call it sex shape, and let's just be honest, we're not children anymore. You need to warm up your body. You got to get to know your body. Your body has changed, by the way. Whether you like it or not, your body changed. and you need to get in sex shape. Sex is a natural form of being a human being. And that means exploring things with toys and stuff like that. There's nothing wrong with you masturbating. It's just how self-love is an attitude to us and our bodies. It's a part of our sexuality that many of us use to cultivate. Touch yourself lovingly and with curiosity. I don't touch myself lovingly because I'm forbidden. I got a restraining order. But it probably can help the season. You can't touch that, Bryce. Get away from 15 feet of your penis. You abuse it. You knock it off. You're putting hot wax on it. You're putting fire under your balls. You are mishandling yourself, so we're putting a restraining order on you. But read the books again. You know, the Kinsey books and everything, they're outdated. Read some erotica. Get back in the mood. Have some alone time with yourself. Get to know your body. Get your body back in shape. And if you're with a partner, like, you know, I have, like Cindy told me, you know, it's been 2 years. Oh, two fucking years. Where was I? Shut up, Rip Van Winkle. All right. It's like, where was I? She goes, listen, Van Winkle. She actually said that. Don't call me that.
I like that.
So mean.
Listen, Van Winkle.
Yeah.
Listen, Rip.
So mean.
Listen, Rippy. Listen, Rippy.
Exactly. Listen, you ripper. You've been asleep for 2 years. Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, well,
you know, you
it wasn't 20 years. Like the original
could
Rip Van Winkle.
I woke up a little bit. What happened? What? I'm 70? What happened today? I went to sleep. I was 55. Sometimes your partner may say, you know what? I'm satisfied not. And there's nothing wrong not having sex. There's nothing wrong with it. As long as you have the love and the caring of your relationship, there's nothing fucking wrong with it. But you know they still got some fire in the furnace because they're human. And you don't have to have sex. Just that... You know, can you help me up the stairs? Oop, my panties fell down. Can you help me pull up my panties? And next thing you know, he's going, yum, 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 yum. Oh, my. Next time he's probably eating crackers when he's eating. Why are you eating crackers when you're eating me? Oh, God, I'm a little hungry. I want some protein. And then you got crackers up your snatch. Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, my God.
You're not. I'm not gonna kick you out of bed for eating crack. Some people eat the crackers, and you got crackers in your mouth. And next thing you know, the crumbs roll down between her lips. And next thing you know, you got crackers, animal crackers.
Animal
but,
crackers in my soup.
In my soup. You got your Shirley Temple. Shirley Temple.
My grandfather actually knew her.
She was a nice lady.
Yeah,
my mom,
when she was younger, and my grandfather and my grandmother, they actually knew her.
Sounds like a nice lady. She just died in the 90s. It wasn't too long ago since she died, Shirley Temple Black. She was the ambassador and everything. She was a good girl. But talking about sex, and here's the communication. If you can't have sex in front of your husband, meaning this,
okay.
In my situation,
well,
is like, the doctor. Well,
what
here's what it means.
If you can't have sex in front of your husband, what, you're doing another guy?
I'll tell you exactly what it means. I'll tell you. The doctor says, well, we performed the surgery. Okay. Well, the good news is that it went great. Okay, bad news is that you may not have sex for 1 to 3 years. What? 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 Can we undo the surgery? No!
Undo the surgery?
So I started reading and everything, and sometimes some men never come back from that, right? So I did have the talk. I said, babe... You know, the worker bee, you know how he is, Hercules. He's no longer going to be working for a while. She goes, that's okay, honey, as long as you cuddle. Yeah, right. As long as I cuddle you, like, take a place of that. Get out of town. The only way you're with me is because you got the high hard one. But then I had to have a talk with her. I said, I can't let you go through life not having sex because I can't, you know, raise the flag.
Yes,
Pat. And she goes, but I don't want to be with anybody else. I said, well, you might have to. I'll watch. Now, that's the question. I will ask it and we leave. This is the exit question. Ellen, if it got to a point where you can't have sex, you cannot have sex, but you're married and you love your husband very much, and he's still running around with a hard-on, bumping into things, and you realize that, you know, you got tired of putting him on his stomach and spinning him like a top. So you're saying to him, you know, I love you, and he goes, I love you too, but I cannot have sex with you anymore. He goes, I know. I want you to have sex with another woman so you can fulfill that fantasy or that joy or that experience that you have as a human. Would you offer him that, knowing that you cannot have sex at all because you love him and he's a human? Would you offer him that, Ellen?
Yeah.
I know you would, Fred. Would you? You would?
Yeah.
There you go. Exactly. And that's what the offer I did with her. And how about you, Pat? Would you offer that if your husband and everything, and you know that you couldn't, but he was still, you know, gaming?
Yeah, I probably would.
Exactly. And I did the same thing. I said, you know, you could. She goes, honey, I don't want you, but I better watch. It's going to be with a girl? No. All right, I don't want to watch. I'm going to go back to work and see if the phone rings. Ring. Hello, agency. Hi, this is Ellen. Yes. I need a very strong man to come over to my house. You know what I'm talking about. It's my fantasy. And do me like he did me, like he never did me before. I'll be right over, ma'am. Let me pack my stuff. I'll be standing under the light like the Exorcist guy with my hat and my suitcase. Hello, I'm coming. I'm knocking the door. Agency. Oh, we got a black guy. Ooh, this should be good and enticing. Wow, I read about you guys. Well, it doesn't work, ma'am. What? But I got big lips. I can eat you. I didn't ask for somebody to come over and eat me. Well, that's all they could do, ma'am. You call late at night, everybody's not home. I brought my uniform maintenance, and here's my bucket and my mop. Knowing Ellen, then she's going to feel sorry for me, like, all right, come on in. Okay. I would assume the position, legs up in the air. Okay, here we go. I'm going to tickle your feet. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Don't tickle my feet. That goes with it, ma'am. That goes with it. When you stick your feet up in the air, I'm going to tickle the bottoms of your feet. Tickle, tickle, tickle. That's how it works. All right, I'm going down. Yum, 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 yum. And I'm going to make the pack, ma'am, while he's just... All right, I'm done. The agency. Ellen has something to say, and we're out of here. Ellen, there's an event going on next year. What is it? And then I'm out of here.
Yes, it's the Authors Comic Con Ball. It's going to be held here next year, October 31st through November 2nd of 2024, and we have the venue. I'm going to be putting tickets on sale in a little while. Tickets are going to go live on sale, and you'll be able to secure your table spot. And if you're the public and you'd like to come and join us, you'll be able to buy tickets. And we're going to be having an after party. There's going to be all kinds of stuff going on in the group. So if you want to join us next year, join our group on Facebook, so that you keep updated, because I'm going to be having a lot of surprises and I'm going to be having a lot of fun and games in the group, because it's a year from now. So there's no excuse. You could start saving up your money now, because New Orleans anytime is a lot of fun to be in, but especially around Halloween, because we are one of the most haunted cities in the world. People come from far and wide just to come visit and take our haunted tours. There's all kinds of stuff going on. So, again, tickets for this event next year are going to be going live in a little while. So, stay tuned.
Thank you, Ellen. That's going to be the commercial. I'm going to cut that today after we get off the show. I'm going to cut that as a commercial so you can put that in your room. And she's talking about the group. It's a great group. It's called the Authors
Comic-Con Ball.
It's a great group. Right now, we're support your authors. And then Ellen and I will get into the music, you know, and there's a lot of things. And there's some, what is it, Cincy people, direct sales people. You might meet some good direct sales people in that group, too. They got some great stuff, right, Ellen? I think they got some great stuff.
I'm adding people every day. You know, I'm putting authors in. I'm actually, it's a public group, so I'm going to be sharing the link. And, you know, anybody and everybody can join. You don't have to be an author. You don't have to be in direct sales. You know, you can just join.
Right.
And, you know, come see what the group is about. And like I said, it's a year and one day away.
Yeah.
Okay, because it starts on October 31st of next year, 2024. So you have a whole entire year, like I was just saying, to save up your money for your hotel and, you know, your flight or whatever you're going to do, wherever you're coming from. If you want to take a flight, if you want to drive, that's totally up to you. But you have a whole year to save your money up. If this is something that you want to do and if you want to come check it out.
That's what we're going to do. Hopefully it's successful. Do it every year. Ellen, you just cut the commercial of the Comic-Con event by talking about it. I'm cutting that right now. Yeah, I recorded you. I'm going to cut the commercial. You'll be proud of it. You put it right in your group. Put it there, too. Put it in. In your group.
You can put it in there. You're an admin of the group.
I'll put it in your glute. In a pad. Whoa. Now we're getting sexy. From the agency, I'm here to put it in your glute.
Yeah, Brian, I'm dressed up as somebody from the agency. I'm from the agency. That's going to be Brian's costume.
In fact, I'll put on the T-shirts. I'm from the agency. We're going to have fun.
Another thing is, okay, Brian, next year, you know, when we do this, we can go live on Facebook.
Right. No, not me. I don't want to be accountable and there's no witnesses. Who knows what I'm going to do? Right. That's why I have you to deny everything I do, this silly thing to do. Oh, what are you doing, Ellen? I'm putting it on Facebook. No. No, you're not putting me bending over with a crack in my ass on Facebook again. He doesn't even know his pants are down. Look at him. Nope, that's not going to happen. It's like, that's not sexy, not sexy at all. I know I'm putting it on my TikTok. All right, everybody, so that's what we're going to do. Be there. I will be there, Pat, next year, after the year from now. Maybe we'll go to Canada, and we'll go over Pat's neck of the woods, Ellen, and do it in Canada. You know, there's a lot of authors in Canada. And, you know,
Well, you can definitely get people if you went to T.O. or Niagara.
Yeah, go to Niagara Falls. Why not? And you'll see me pushing Ellen over in a barrel. This should be fun, Ellen. Ah! Oh, boy. I should have done that. All right, guys. I'm making that commercial right now. I love you guys. Okay, thanks for coming. Ellen, I didn't think you were going to come in. Thank you for coming in. Of course, Pat, thank you. Tomorrow is Tuesday. I don't know. I know I will not be here Friday. Ellen's not going to be here after Tuesday. If she's going to be here Tuesday, there's a lot of work she has to do. We got to make this a success, and I've done a lot of things, and I know Ellen's going to do her magic right now, so we'll get this event up. All right, guys. See you later. Thank you for coming.
See you.
Bye.
Redburn. Bye.
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 track hits your eardrum like a slug to your chest. Back a vest for your Jimmy in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb ass pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good. From Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city